too.
Whatever feels good.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Welcome to Respectfully Pod. Yes, I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today is a great stand-up comedian and friend in real life. Welcome to the show, Max Fine.
Hey, do you guys open every time that way?
Yeah. Yep.
Different songs.
Oh, no. Different songs.
Different songs.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we still didn't know the words and
yeah.
we did
well,
the same song?
Well, it was
kind
of like,
time.
Yeah, I figured that was part of it, where it was like you both ended at the same time.
Yeah.
Our brains are just connected.
Very cool.
We've started this
bit where Andrea is unrequitedly
this
in love
is like
with
sexual,
me.
Deeply sexual feelings towards
but
Lizzie.
But how true is it?
Not true at all.
Wouldn't it be
at
funny?
All?
I love her platonically, yeah. but how.
At all.
I know you want this.
I know you wish.
You wish, you fucking pervo.
Yeah,
but
I'm at the beach in my head. Fun. I'm just trying to keep up. You know, come on now.
Dude, you are the... when someone asked me, because you were on my old podcast, Hot Mess Comedy Hour, someone once asked me, like, who was the guest that, like, worried you the most? And I was like, Max Fine by a mile. Mm-hmm.
But you hide it well. People don't know until they know you.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Well, especially because I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
When I was drunk, it was
and you're
easy.
In, like, physically good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that I hide from everybody.
I know, that's weird to me.
Because you, like, walk for 17 miles because you can't get out of your own head. Even the good shape is not
Yeah, but he hides his shirt off body from
it's
everybody because he I don't want people to think he's too handsome.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I got these big old biceps, and I don't need nobody knowing about them.
Wow.
You'll never see me
it's
in a
so
short sleeve shirt.
It's very weird.
It'd be like if you got those fake tits, and then you just wore baggy turtlenecks for the
like
rest of
your life. Sweaters in the summer.
But you could, because let me tell you, when
tell
someone
me.
Sees
Surprise.
It, it is like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that
secret
is
huge
cool.
tit girl.
Secret
We've talked
huge
about
tit
that
girl.
Before.
Yeah. That's a move.
Max is secret huge tit girl.
Yes.
I'm secret huge tit girl.
Secret huge tit girl interrupted is your title.
Yeah, you're a real girl interrupted. Yeah. I've never seen it because I'm always too afraid.
you should be afraid.
Don't.
It feels like I would resonate with them more than the dudes I was with.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
the thing. I didn't have any catty guys when I was.
Yeah.
And you're a queen.
I am a queen.
Yeah.
I'm a little queen.
You're a little queen.
I'm a little queen. I got a crown. I'm fucking, thank you.
Yeah.
I got gout. I'm just like a regular queen, dude.
Oh, I forgot that you had
gout.
Yeah.
It hasn't been.
Get gout of here.
Yeah.
I got gout.
He's gouting about.
Yeah.
Gout on the town.
The gout is a little bit more under control. The scurvy is gone. I don't have scurvy
anymore.
The scurvy's gone.
She's doing better, okay?
For those of you who don't know the lore of Max Fine, all you need to know is the scurvy is gone.
No more.
I met you at a show at a pizza shop because we both, career-wise, are doing pretty good.
Pizza comedy.
Well, in fairness, this was forever ago.
Sure.
As if we don't all still do pizza comedy.
I actually don't.
Okay,
I don't want to brag anymore. I'm only in pie shops now.
All right, well, get the fuck out of here.
All right. Dentist office?
Sure.
Sure.
A bodega.
Bodega.
A detox. detox center.
I just did a detox center on Friday.
I turned down that show because it scared me.
I do that show once a month. It's my favorite show.
That must be so
it
fucking
scales
pumped.
Me.
Yeah.
It's no. not even. No, there are, some of them are, but a lot
As
of them are.
As someone who went to detox for the right reasons and not to do stand. Not that there's anything wrong
sure,
with that
sure,
show,
sure.
but I went for real.
Yeah.
I can't do that. It scares me.
When I did detox.
Because I got bad memories of that
yeah.
place.
Yeah,
sure.
when I did detox, they found out I did stand. Up.
Same.
And they were like, do you want to do a show? And I was like, no. And they were like, well, you're going to because you don't
oh
really got a choice.
Oh, my God.
So, and it was like
making...
at the time, it's like, there's a guy hooked up to like a methadone pump.
Yeah.
And he's just like dying in front of me. And I'm like, God.
I'm dying up here.
You're dying out there.
They wouldn't let me, my favorite thing about it, they wouldn't let me keep my spiral notebook that I had because they were afraid I'd pull the spiral
God,
out.
God, this is so dark
and
already.
They wouldn't let me keep anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just the notebook had a kitten on it. And I just remember being like, dog, come
you
on.
You think I'm going to come
if
in
I'm
with a
kill
kitty
myself
notebook?
With a kitten, like, then I should die.
Yeah.
What am I, a 13-year-old girl?
When I was in
Yes, you are a 13-year-old.
Most of the people I was there with had just gotten out of prison. Mm-hmm. Regular people who aren't drug addicts don't know that you can do drugs the whole time you're in prison. You can.
Totally.
Yeah.
So,
probably, yeah.
So they'd all just gotten out of prison. Most of them had just gotten out of prison. So it was like it was very prison vibes in my detox. But it was chill. It was like Orange is the New Black vibes, but co-ed, you know? And there
it
was
co-ed.
There was this big, oh, yeah,
scary.
Bad idea.
Scary.
But there was this big dude
separated.
Who everyone was afraid of. And he was like, he was just like, he wasn't really friendly. He was kind of scary. But he found out I was a comedian. And it became like, that's, you know, in like, you know, it, no, no, you know, in like a movie when somebody goes to prison, but they can cook or something. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Everyone's nice
yes.
to them. That became, for whatever reason, like I would go to use the phone and someone would try to take it from me and he'd be like, she's a comedian. You gotta let her use the phone. And I wasn't even being funny. He just liked that about me.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
I didn't have any of the, so the problem that I had was the staff found out, not the,
yeah,
people.
The comedians. The staff, or yeah, the people. The comedians.
Did you have a counselor, like an assigned counselor?
Yeah, so I had, let's see, I had a psychiatrist, same. I had a counselor, I had a group counselor, same. I had medication.
I gotta
management.
Go to the fucking
It's
detox
the most fun
center,
you can ever
no,
have.
No, mine was horrible. Yeah. I don't like this narrative that it's fun. Well, it was the worst hold on, 6 days of my fucking life. All right. Although I was on Valium, Slay.
See, they didn't, no Valium. But I did, I don't know, I had a blast, because as soon as I got in there, like after the initial shock of like, oh my god, I am here, and like I'm numb and paralyzed.
Yeah, scary.
Once I like woke up the first day, I was like, all right, I think I can. Where did you go? This was in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, but I had been to AA for a while at that point, because I started doing that when I was like 17, and then when I got here, I was like 22. When I got to the detox, I was like 22, 23.
Yeah.
And I just remember like I knew kind of how things ran. I had an idea.
Yeah.
And I took full advantage of it. There was a guy.
Yeah. I had never even been to an AA meeting. So I was like, I was just like a baby kitten.
Everybody else was like
a fucking alley cat.
Yeah. Well, we had a guy. I'll never forget this guy. He had a tattoo. It looked like he was dressed in like ICP makeup. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But it was tattoos.
I love those guys.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I'm a big fan of
genuinely love those
I
guys.
I genuinely like Juggalos.
Is it because they're like so friendly?
Juggalos are nice guys.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
You know what? I'm a fish guy. And it's the same thing.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Same thing, different font.
Same, exactly.
Yeah.
And way less makeup on the fish side.
Yeah,
sure.
But it is. It was just like you meet these cool people and they're all like fun to talk to.
Of course, they're fucking addicts. The best time.
Truly,
and
like.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, like the people were also nice. The reason I thought it was so bad is because the staff at mine was so mean. But yeah.
The staff
people
is always terrible.
I will stand by the fact that the people, once I was there for like a day, the people were cool as hell.
The people are cool. The staff is just because my issue was, and you might have had this. How old were you?
I was 24.
Were you on your parents' insurance?
Yeah.
So was I. And as soon as they found out that I had insurance, they're like, well, you're not leaving after the mandatory 3 days. I was like, get the fuck out.
That's called, there's like a term for it. It's like medical trafficking.
Yes. And it's one of the most profitable industries.
And they'll pass you. If they can, they'll pass you to like
other,
a halfway house. Yeah. And then that halfway house will get you readicted to drugs. So you have to go back to rehab.
Oh, my God.
There's like a city in Florida where that's like the whole industry.
Yes.
I wish I could remember
West Palm.
I think it's West Palm. Yeah. And they'll tell you not to go to rehab in West Palm because you'll just be medically trafficked for the next like 10 years.
I know. There's a guy up here. I'm not going to blow his spot. But there's a comic up here.
Louis C.K.
Who's Louis C.K.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's been in and out of West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
There's a comic who's like, I was in that thing. It's that and then Malibu where they're just like, we'll wish the addiction away.
But Malibu is like at least you're on a beach.
It's on a beach, and then they're like, my favorite is the ads for that one. It's the guy, Prentice Pax. I'll never forget this guy. He's like, I used to be an addict. I'm not anymore.
And I'm also straight now.
Yeah. And I do have $16 billion. Yeah. My dad is dead.
And shout out to it.
Anyways. Rehab rules.
Yeah.
Hey, if you gotta go.
How long did they keep you in once they realized you were a cash cow?
6 or 7 days, something like that.
Yeah, I scooted.
Okay. That's not bad.
I scooted. They tried to keep me, but I scooted out of there.
Oh, they...
Lizzie broke out of rehab.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to come back if you break out, but I said, I have a show to do in the back of a bodega.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I didn't want anyone to know.
Oh.
So I had to go when I had no spots for like 6 days. And then I had to like leave to do a spot because I was like, people are going to find out.
And Andrea was late picking you up from rehab.
And that's okay.
But she brought the cigarettes and
that's
the coffee.
Okay, yeah.
They didn't let you have cigarettes?
No, patches.
We had cigarettes, but we had to
light
them. We
got to go outside.
Oh, well, New York City.
New York City can't go outside. Too many drugs on the street.
But, we had
Put your hands on the glass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Touch the glass either. The windows at bars.
Put your hands on the plastic in front of the glass.
Can you feel it? But, they let us go. We had, like, a courtyard, and it had this, like, car cigarette lighter on the glass.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, 2 feet off the ground. So you had to, like, get on your knees. And then, like... But it
people
really
hate
lets you,
addicts. They
isn't
really
it crazy
hate
that some people get to go to one where there's like a horse?
Yeah.
And I had to go to one where they would make us do laps up and down the hallway all day.
Oh, we didn't get laps. We played volleyball, but the problem was like most of these guys were like
volleyball.
And they're like, they can't really
play. Dude, there was a guy in a room on the end who just, his liver was just he had a liver transplant and his body was rejecting it. Yeah. And the nurses were like, that's Carl, ignore the screams. And we were all like,
Carl, he won't be here.
We were
all
like, I think he needs surgery.
No, dude. Surgery, it was too late for surgery. Yeah. He's just gonna
and eventually
have to
in the middle of the night, they rushed him to the ICU and we were all like,
Yeah. Oh,
really
the dead
preventable.
Man is dying?
Yeah. I feel as if I ever go to, I won't go to rehab because I'm too buttoned up as a sober person at this point. There's no going back. It's been 11 years. I mean, we'll see.
Come on,
there
now.
Could be an event.
There's no way to know.
But
one day at a time.
I will, and sing it, sister and brother. But I do feel like there's events that would make me absolutely fucking snap.
Mm-hmm.
At like my husband died. One of my friends, Lizzie, dies. You know what I mean?
Or you're
like,
in love with me.
Yeah, because I'm in love with you. If my husband lives and you die. I try to kill my husband to bring me back. But I think I would go to a horses. I would go to a fancy
now
girl
I know
clinic.
You
yeah.
simply must admit to the richest person in your life that you have a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And go
yes.
to the horse one. Because
yes.
I tried to keep it close. I tried to keep it a secret. I tried to handle it myself. So I had to go to
Did you go to Bellevue?
I went to Mount Sinai.
Okay.
Bad news, dude.
Yeah.
But now it's like, admit to the richest person in your life that you have a problem and just go to the horse one. And I'll tell you what, there's no fucking way the horse one keeps you sober.
No, but it's
because the thing about the one I went to is it scares you into sobriety.
Well,
like, you're like, I'm never fucking coming back here. But the horse one, I'd be like, so I can get fucked up and then go to camp once a year?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think, though, the
Andrea
thing, because I wanted to do it like that.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, even at the horse one, there is a scary detox.
Yes.
It's like the detox is the hard part.
Yes.
Rehab itself,
from
easy,
cakewalk.
From booze? Yeah. Are you saying the detox from booze specifically?
Yeah,
or?
So they don't let you into rehab until you go through a 3-day detox.
Okay.
Because you have to be medically monitored.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they have to make sure that you're not going to bring that shit into. Yeah. So detox is wild.
I can imagine.
But rehab, they're all like, and relapse too. But
rehab
fucking rips.
Rehab, they're all like, hi.
I don't know. I did feel really guilty. I keep doing these detox shows, and I love doing them. Because I'm like,
I would love that. I'm a dog. I'd
be
like, you guys want to suck on my tits?
Perfect.
Something like
They kick you right out.
Oh, yeah.
But they do.
I get raped on the way out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But they do, at the very least, they'll let you say anything. And,
that's what I'm saying.
And it's cool, but then, like, I feel like such a fraud. I'm like, tell you what, quit drinking, best thing I ever. And then I go outside and I smoke weed. I even joked with them. I was like, I'm wasted. And they were all like, ha-ha. And I was like, you have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, but that's what they need. They need you to lie.
I know.
Just
and then I gave them my phone number and I was like, oh,
of course you did.
Call.
And then you'll date a girl from rehab. Then you'll break up 17 times.
I will not date a girl from rehab. She has to be an active alcoholism or addiction.
I will not
date a sober person.
Yeah.
I
sure.
will not.
Totally.
I have to be actively falling apart and it has to be exciting.
Hey, and no reason to touch on that, really.
Yeah, let's skip right
over
that one.
Let's skip right over that one. We all know what that's about.
Here's a fun one. I did go out with a 52-year-old the other day.
Love this.
A while ago.
Okay.
And I think about it, and now I am realizing why. I'm like, oh, I need a mother. But also, it is like...
Just realized that, right? This recently?
Pretty recently.
Yeah, okay.
But it was like, you know, I think about like...
I'm sweating.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to...
Because I'm nervous for you.
Well, who knows what happened. But it's like, I've always been very judgmental of my friends that date, like, younger.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
same.
I'm
yeah.
always like, oh, they're 10 years younger than you? Like, this is fucking, that's somebody's
daughter. Yeah, like, oh, so you want a girl without a brain?
Oh,
you
so
fucking
you're a pedophile?
Yeah, it's
my
just
friend
like.
She could be 30 and he's 40, and I'm like, you're a pedophile.
Yeah,
you're a full-blown pedophile.
Well, no,
well,
here's
I'm married
the thing.
To a pedophile.
I think if you're in the 20s, and you're dating somebody in their 20s, and you're in your, like, late 30s, 40s, I'm just like,
poop.
Pedophile.
What are you doing here, dude? Like, you're not hiding this. But also, get you a mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Find you a 52-year-old.
Get a MILF.
Hey, we did this for Sam. If you're an aunt and you want to get laid, DM Max.
Sam Evans?
Yeah. Sam Evans is on the MILF
train. Yeah, he got a couple.
Yeah, he got
really?
A couple. Yeah.
Oh, look, I won't fuck you, but I will hang out with you and I'll let you buy me coffee. And I'll tell you all of my fears and you can cuddle me. I would love to be cuddled.
We're a heavy MILF show.
You can breastfeed Max.
That would be cool, too. I would actually really like to have sex with a MILF. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in the MILF category on OnlyFans, and let me say, there's a lot of people out there picking up what I'm laying down.
I'm not looking for the MILF category.
Yeah.
He's looking for the real thing.
I'm looking for this 52-year-old woman I went out with.
Did she have freckles on her titties?
I didn't get that far. But yeah, we did talk about her children standard. Who are 17 and 14. Nice. And I was like, yep. And they're probably pretty talented,
I certainly once had a man tell me about his daughter who was 1 year younger than me, and then I was like, I gotta go home.
Yeah, that's too wild.
I'm in a bad place.
This is an unsafe place.
Yeah.
This is suddenly an unsafe place for
me to be after we had sex.
Yeah. Oh, I made a mistake and I go home.
I gotta go home.
Yeah.
See, I would love
that's
to get to the mistake
that comes
part.
Into your apartment. Anyways, No, nobody
comes to my apartment, and I tell you what, this is something that I've started doing.
So
and
don't get scared.
This really is like my issue. I'm so embarrassed to have a roommate.
And
I've been hearing a lot of men say that lately, and I think you guys need to get over that.
I told this 52-year-old woman I live alone. I tell a lot of women I live alone, and then I'm always like, all right. Because in my head, I was like, well, once she introduces me to her kids, I'll introduce her to Adam. Like, that'll be the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, it'll be a fun thing for everybody.
Yeah. Everyone knows about how shitty it is economically right now. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I do feel like there is an age where you're like, man, this is starting to get a little...
But I also...
Listen, I've dated like 4 guys who lived with their dad.
Yeah. That's better.
Which
than
is
alone.
Worse than your is mom it? For some reason.
Yeah.
I just, but the other thing is like,
because they're all fucking their dad.
Well, you know, good for them. Yeah. All right. Dads need love too. Yeah. All right. I'm coming in for
your
the dad.
Your dad pays attention to you? Okay.
Yeah, but what do you
You
hear
have
about my
a
mom?
Dad? Yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you haven't met my mom.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's a whole other thing.
Mommy problems are really an interesting one because dads are expected to be shitty.
Yeah.
So societally, you're kind of like, well, I've been preparing for this my whole life. But
mommy issues.
Mommies are supposed to be like the big warm hug.
I know. Yeah. And maybe you've noticed I'm afraid of everybody.
Yeah.
We've noticed.
I don't go out. I don't talk to people.
Hey, you're doing okay.
Thank you.
That's because I'm in front of a camera and I have to be.
But
otherwise, I'm like, I hide at home all day. I'm so afraid because I don't know how to love. I don't know how to love. I don't know how to accept love.
Do you now when people are like, what person were you the most worried about on your old podcast? I'm like, obviously this fucking, I never disputed this.
Yeah.
But you know what? And if you can imagine like a gallon of whiskey every night on top of this.
Yeah, no, I know. You were in an unsafe place for sure. You're doing a lot
talk
better.
Talk about an unsafe place.
Yeah.
But
I feel
but,
bad for...
You know what? I do think that I've come closer to death since I've quit drinking.
Than I ever did
when I was. That's not true, but it feels that way.
It feels that way because
I remember it.
Yes.
It's like, oh, yeah. I almost died tonight, and I can remember it as opposed to.
And it was all me.
As opposed to, oh,
pure
I almost died tonight,
me.
And I will never know about
yep.
it. And that's fine. I've got scars I don't know how I got.
Same.
Children. I don't have children that I know. I would love a child.
If you had Max's child and you didn't tell him, he'd love it.
I would love it.
To not have to raise a kid, but then to know he's out there.
To meet him when he's 12.
I don't even want to meet him. I want nothing to do with him. I want him, but what a good guy. But it's not about that. It's not about being good. It's look, if somebody wanted to keep my child, that's on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
It takes two to tango.
That is a bad call.
Yeah.
Right.
Objectively
exactly.
a bad call. Yeah.
I did my last girlfriend when after we broke up, we hooked up. A couple times.
Classic Max.
It would be if it was more than one girl. It's always the same girl.
Fly to Paris. Have anal sex.
Uh-huh,
I know
one.
You.
And
yeah.
she, one of the last times we saw each other, I just remember being like, I just don't get it. I don't understand what the problem is. And at one point, she's like, I just couldn't see you as a father.
All right.
Oh.
And I was like,
all right, bitch.
I was like, well, I didn't want kids, and now I do, as a, like, in spite of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that was the meanest thing anybody's ever said
to me. It's not nice. That's not
nice. But now
it's not
I have
nice,
to have,
but you know.
It's probably true.
Hey, there's a little realism.
I have, like, no money. Yeah. I am so poor.
Yeah, that's the comedian's way.
Yeah,
guys, DM
but I,
Max.
Please, DM Max. Hey.
I am like earnestly responding to bots offering to be sugar mamas. Like, I'm very
poor. I saw
poor.
That.
I'm so broke.
I was like, hey, man, they actually scam you. You got to be careful.
I don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing to scam.
Yeah.
I have so much debt.
Take his identity. He doesn't want
Take
it.
Take it, please. Yeah. I have like $15,000 in credit card debt. I have another $16,000 that I owe the IRS. I have so much debt wrapped up in Affirm and Klarna.
Oh,
I'm paying everything off in installments.
Not Klarna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not as much Klarna, because they do pay in four, whereas Affirm lets you spread it out over the course of a year.
I just want anyone who's listening to this podcast who's like, I want to try stand-up comedy. This I just want you to future. Know this is your future.
Yeah, I'm successful.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you are.
You're
yeah.
doing very well.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's nuts. And I'm dying.
Yeah,
I'm
you
as
are.
Close to death as I've ever been. I can't... If
No, you're not. I'm yeah. at the not point, as close as you've ever been.
Yeah,
you're
you've been way
better.
Closer.
You, the Maybe. Scurvy's gone.
Yeah. Scurvy's gone. Yeah,
the gout's under control.
The gout's under control.
You got biceps. Yeah. You got secret
biceps. That's true. That's true. I thought I had a hernia.
Yeah, of course you yeah. did.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm supposed to get... I'm getting an ultrasound on my balls tomorrow.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Send us the results.
Okay. Yeah. I'll send us pictures. A picture. Yeah.
There is something I'm like... I was at a party recently and it had photos of everyone's face in like a game kind of thing. It was like a cute just tribute.
Was this Guess Who? The
Guess Who?
Kevin's birthday. It was really cute. His girlfriend made like a game with all of our friends' faces on little cards. And because I'm a sick fuck, I laid a bunch of them out. And to our friend, I was like, "Who dies first?" and Max was not in there. But if he was, I would have been like, "Definitely."
Wait, I was in there.
Not in my pile.
Oh, yeah. You think so? Who?
We'll tell you later.
I have some ideas.
It was a woman, and I was like, big missing person energy.
Yeah,
I've said to her face, I'm like, dude, I can't afford.
What's that?
I was like, dude, I can't afford to go find you if you go missing. You got to stop dating. You got to stop dating men with unlicensed firearms.
We'll tell you.
Yeah.
This sounds like a fun person.
She's very fun.
Have I dated her?
No.
Okay. No. But if you do, wrap it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm
guys. We simply must talk about what we can't talk about.
Yes.
We have a whole plan. Yeah, we came into the plan.
Speaking of,
we went off the rails a little bit, but we got to get into it.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
Speaking of sex. Hey, look at that fucking
segue. Speaking of the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're both of these things.
Yeah. So Max is a... Lizzie, you started watching Sex and the City...
A few years ago,
and then you are even a newer...
Brand new.
You like walked up to me at a show once, and you were like, I just started watching Sex and the City, and then we gabbed for 30 straight minutes.
Well,
we were
like
it was like two people being like, and then the other thing about that...
And then Samantha was like this? Yeah.
Well, it's true, because like I it's not even that I'm like... talking about it. It's like when people were like, what's going on? I was like, well, I'm watching the Sex and the City. And I am having a blast.
People were like, what's going on in your life? And Max was like, biggest moving to Paris.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
And he didn't even tell her.
I think if you listen to this podcast, you've picked up on the fact that if we have a boy on, he's one of the girls.
Yeah.
I'm a lady too.
And Max is watching Sex and the City.
I'm watching Sex and the City. I'm watching.
You texted me a month ago and you were like, the second movie is on HBO.
Yeah,
dude, the second movie.
Which I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen it.
It's terrible, but
it's amazing.
It's the most hilariously racist thing I've ever seen.
It's
incredible.
It's incredible.
But
it's
so bad that HBO or Max did not have it on their streaming service for like ever.
And they had that bullshit and Just Like That, and they didn't even.
Yeah. I love it. Just Like That.
I'll never watch it.
It's the first season of Just Like That is unbelievably bad. It's so bad that you're like, I'm addicted to this. It's sick.
I'll never watch it. And this is we're gonna get into this more later, but I'll never watch it because I can't handle what happens to Steve.
Yeah, well, Steve, they do him dirty in more than one way, and I can't do that.
He's the only good character. We have to start talking about this because people on the internet, I'm on all the fucking corners of Sex and the City internet.
Me too. On the
Reddit. Where's my camera? You fucking people, you think that Steve is a bad guy. And he's
what?
The best boyfriend out of any
that's
of them.
Sick. That's
who
sick. Who
because he says
that?
Miranda weird.
Miranda.
Miranda.
Wait.
Whatever.
Miranda. But
there's
more than he's from Queens, and they do touch on this in the later and Just Like That, and I fucking hate it. He can't hear.
I know.
I know.
He doesn't know how to talk. He doesn't know how to talk.
We're mocking a disabled bartender. You classist fuck.
Listen.
Oh yeah.
And also fuck.
And also you can tell he can fuck
and play basketball.
And play basketball. Yeah.
Be a dad.
Raise a son.
Great dad. Although, I'll say this. I do think he's probably a great dad, and I bet he's a fun dad, and I bet he's a very good dad.
Yeah.
Brady sucks.
Okay,
we have to keep this to the Miranda canon original, yeah, though. The canon original show, Miranda because I won't want... I've seen the clips Miranda of it just like that, and I can't...
It's
I
good. It, the first season, the problem is they just talk about COVID the whole time.
Yeah. And then and like political season, correctness and queerness in a way that's cringed to a degree that you can't even
but
fathom.
But the second season, they really kind of get it cooking.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And I'm into it.
Carrie's puns are back.
But I need to... Yeah. We need to talk about the...
Let's do it.
To me, they're different TV shows.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sex and the City is, it's just...
Canon.
It's canon. That's what it is. The way that it ends is the way that it ends. And then there's this other show.
Yeah.
You know?
But so do you think the movies extend the canon?
I think the first movie...
Yes, it does.
Yes. The second movie
is just
second
hot
movie
trash.
Second movie is crazy.
Because we simply must see Big and Carrie end up together. So the first movie is necessary.
Yeah. I'm a big... I'm pro Big over
so
Aiden.
Am I. Like,
come on. Keep it.
I think
we're all toxic and we fucking love Big.
You're thinking about this the wrong way.
All right, wait. Before we start doing this, though, I want to read the list of the Sex and the City boyfriends because this is the round table discussion.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, get that vape, babe.
I haven't smoked any
weed. Babe, it's a safe space.
You're doing great.
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it? All right. So we have the boyfriends. So, Lizzie, do you want to do, I'll read them out, do your ranking or we'll
read the randomized list.
Okay, so the boy.
Read each one, and I'll give a quick one sentence reminder of who that is.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Does anybody have a pen?
No. Not
all right.
Me.
Don't worry about it.
So
just go off the dome,
yeah, all you right. got this. You have an aneurysm. That's this is we get you dying.
I hope this is what kills
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be kind of beautiful.
It would.
He died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
It's true.
Defending Big.
No, Steve. I won't defend Big. I just prefer
same.
Big.
Yeah.
To Aiden.
Same.
Yeah,
that's it.
Fucking that's hot. It. All right. Anyway, so Aiden.
Boom.
We all know who Aiden is.
Yep.
Furniture.
Jacket.
Ring.
Oh, you haven't gotten the jacket. I'm sorry.
Tried to force. I saw the jacket. That jacket sucks.
The jacket
dick
sucks.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Tried to basically force Carrie to marry him because he's a baby.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Want her to quit smoking.
Yeah. To make her lamer.
Yeah.
Skipper.
Skipper, first season, kind of adorable guy.
I know.
Curly hair. Miranda was so mean to him.
So mean.
Miranda, that's a running theme, though. Miranda is a... so I consider myself a Carrie with a Miranda rising.
And same, yeah.
And I think Miranda is such a cunt.
A cunt. And also, I'm looking at both of you, huge cunt.
Totally.
With love.
I dare you to try and love me.
Yes.
Exactly.
Buddy,
it's
an art and a science. It's an art and a science, and you really got to work
exactly
at it, but it's a beautiful...
That is it.
It's
Miranda
rewarding,
is just,
but it's tough. I am a...
Is it rewarding?
I find it, but I also come from a broken home, so...
No, it's rewarding. If you can get in with a Miranda, it's rewarding.
Yeah, the Miranda's deeply loyal once you're in.
Yeah.
Think
Mirandas
about the way that Miranda is with Carrie.
Yes, but I'm talking about a romantic... Like, can you break a
two
Miranda?
Mirandas can't work. Can't.
In the
but
canon,
I'm rising.
In the canon first six seasons, Miranda does let Steve in.
Yes.
Yeah, but it took forever, and it was after
up,
Robert. And that was... Okay, sorry.
All right. So, next...
No, you're doing great.
Robert is next.
I fucking
Robert
hate
is the doctor that Miranda dated for a little while in between
in
Steve's.
Buildings.
Yeah, and also, may I just say, her watching the TV show Jules and Mimi, where it's like
a black guy and a
white woman, and then they like watch it together, and I'm just like, this just feels racist in a way, and I can't pinpoint because it's not technically anything.
It definitely feels like... The
tokenizing.
Writers of the show were like, oh, fuck, no one's dated a black guy.
Yeah. Oh, let's put on a TiVo show.
Make him a doctor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Her and Robert.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the show.
Yeah. Well, the show is the way to gateway into Robert. So next we have the Russian, which is Alexander Petrovsky.
The last guy Carrie dates.
Yes, which I famous.
Her lover.
Older.
My lover.
Artist.
Yeah.
I hate him.
My Russian lover.
Yeah.
I like him, but I'm fucked up. I hate him by the end, but in the beginning, oh my God.
Yeah, in the beginning there's something.
I hated him from jump, and I will get into that, I guess. But
Trey.
Trey is
Trey
Charlotte's McDougal. First husband, Trey McDougal.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't get an erection,
didn't want a baby. But
rich doctor, though.
Rich doctor, and
suck
gave
it
her
up.
That apartment.
Suck it up.
Okay.
All right. Big.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Big.
Harry.
Oh. Charlotte's second husband.
Yeah.
The icon of the show, to be honest.
I'll tell you what. They're
Harry
only...
motherfucking Goldenblatt,
dude. Yeah, let's go.
Harry and Steve are the only two characters that are fully good.
Hold on.
Okay.
Smith.
Smith
is...
Don't step on Smith's name right now.
I'm not besmirching Smith.
I'm not. I like Smith. But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Smith doesn't have anything about him that where I'm like, oh, he's a good guy. He loves Samantha.
She gets cancer. He buys her some grass.
He shaves his head.
Yeah.
Yes. He says that thing about the flowers blooming.
Oh, every time bawling on that. Yeah.
When she doesn't want to have sex anymore. She fucks, he's like,
you've got to see the second movie.
Yeah. Well,
she fucks Richard, and he like waits for her to come down because he knows she's doing it for self harm.
Can I be totally honest with you? This is the problem.
Yeah. What is it?
I've been Smith. Okay. And let me tell you, Smith. It doesn't end well for Smith.
No, but that doesn't make Smith a bad guy.
No, but I don't like seeing that.
Do you think you're projecting?
I know I'm projecting. Do you know how many women I have dated and been like, "Oh, you cheated? That's okay.
Come here, baby girl.
Come on, I'm here for you. Hey, you. He hurt you." Tell me what happened.
I'll talk about it in group later when I'm in detox for the 10th time.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you so well, my friend.
Yeah. But I'll be there.
You'll be there. I know. And I love that about you.
Smith, that pussy.
Yeah, Smith. You know what? No, he's... Well, we'll get to it. Burger.
Burger is the writer who cannot handle Carrie's success, and we'll touch on that more later. Yep. Next.
Burger's the worst.
Richard. Hot.
Richard, Samantha's first boyfriend.
And first love.
I do love that one line where it's like, Samantha thought she was looking for the perfect dick and didn't realize she had found the perfect Richard.
The puns are outrageously bad sometimes.
Wait, Richard is...
the hotel mogul.
Yes,
the one that Samantha caught eating someone else's pussy.
Yes. That's what I...
And she bought him the horrible hearts picture that he wouldn't put up.
That's one of the worst paintings ever. And she breaks it and she goes, now your heart's broken.
It was bad. It was not my best. It wasn't the best Samantha moment.
Not a great Samantha moment.
A rare Samantha...
Biff.
Yeah.
Samantha does fuck up like twice, and when she does, it's huge, cringy.
By the way, I'm also a Samantha.
You're a Samantha Charlotte Rising.
Yes, I'm a Charlotte Rising, which a lot of people don't know.
But that's surprising.
Yeah, it is surprising. But you even see my apartment. It's so fucking clean, dude. Yeah.
And she's a Samantha in the sheets, but a Charlotte in the linens.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I feel seen.
I like that.
Yeah, and then of course the hero, the icon. Harry's only competition for good guy, Steve.
I've ranked them.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I do want to say we are skipping the jazz guy, right?
We're skipping the jazz guy.
ADHD jazz guy.
He's the other guy where I was like, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah, of course. He lives in Queens. So annoying, he's cool. Though. He is annoying.
Yeah, but you know what? That's another moment where I was like, I've definitely showed a girl my records and been like, aren't they cool?
But I love Big being like, you're going to go home with a guy in a pork pie hat instead of me. Good luck, sister.
He's like, I'm a millionaire. That guy lives in Queens. Fucking idiot.
But you know what?
And I love Queens.
Queens is fine.
I love it.
You get more property out there.
And that's right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Carrie's a Manhattan girl.
I know.
I ranked the boyfriends.
Okay.
This is my official ranking. I'm going on record. Should I do it from worst to best?
Yes.
From worst to best.
Okay, worst to best.
Great. Love that.
Can I guess along the way?
Yes.
First,
it's 11 people.
11 people. My first one is, I think...
Your worst one.
Worst one. I think worst one's going to be Burger.
Worst one, of course,
is Burger.
Is fucking Burger.
Burger sucks.
And I don't even need to bring up the post-it.
Yeah. No, wait. No. Wait, though, because I sent you a YouTube video that was like 70 minutes long.
And I sure didn't watch it.
Yeah, I know you didn't watch it. This woman made a case. I can't remember her name. She made a case that Burger and Carrie are kind of the same guy.
Sure.
Yes.
Because they're both insecure.
Yes. Yeah.
They both cheat. Yeah. Carrie cheats on everyone.
Yeah.
And it's never discussed.
Yeah.
And like they...
Well, Carrie cheats on Aiden.
Carrie cheats on Big. When they go to that part, he gets her the duck purse.
Oh, yeah. She makes out with the cater waiter.
Yep.
She cheats on Aiden with Big. She cheats on... Who else?
Well, I think the rest of the guys she's like not exclusively dating.
Yeah.
But
sure.
It's still bad.
She has phone sex with Big when she's with Burger.
Yeah.
Carrie's a dirty little skank bitch.
She is, but you know what?
I love her.
I know you do.
I'm a Carrie defender till the day I die, except for the racism. Except for when she's a little bit racist.
When she's got the rooftop episode?
The rooftop I actually don't think is that bad. It's cringy and it's bad, like... But it was very socially progressive for
that
time.
She
is talking to trans women like they're women.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true.
Is she doing a black set that I don't love?
Is she wearing the gold jewelry?
I do like it.
Yeah. I don't like when she calls her jewelry ghetto gold.
What does she call it?
She calls it ghetto gold.
I don't like that.
Up to Petrovsky era when she was still doing that. And I was like, girly pop, we gotta, you know.
My whole thing is Berger is the worst one because of the fact that he simply cannot handle the fact that Carrie is a little more successful than him. And it's so fucking cringy and annoying. And I've dated this guy.
I've dated this guy.
And like the similar thing is like Carrie was very successful for where she was at in her career, but she wasn't like an incredibly successful person yet.
Mm.
I also dated a guy who I was just a little more successful than him, but I wasn't successful.
Yeah.
And it ruined his life. Like he couldn't handle it. He had to tell himself that I was getting everything I was getting because I was a girl, blah, 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 all this stuff. That is Berger. And I hate when they go to the play and he doesn't go inside because the paparazzi wants to take her photo and not his.
Incredibly lame.
You're a fucking nobody author. Why would they want to take your photo?
Yeah.
You loser Berger.
Beyond that, my dream is to be some more successful woman's plus one.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
I would
kill for Carrie. She has
love Carrie.
I love Carrie. She lives alone.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. She is
she's irresponsible with money.
You love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
And she's you know what? I really was like, I don't get the appeal of Carrie
before I watched it.
And then when I watched it, I was like, no, she is the best.
She's the manic pixie dream girl, by the way.
Yes, and
she
you know
is.
What? Like, because
Samantha's
I get,
the best, but well, I agree to disagree.
Samantha, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Samantha's Carrie's that girl at the party that I'm just like, that the more she has to drink, the more she's like, I'll fuck anybody. And it's
all
like,
all right, why don't you step down? Why don't you step off on that character?
Yeah, it's just like,
I could be washing my hands, you know, in the sink.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing something. It's like, you know, I've had sex with everybody at this party. And it's like,
except you.
And it's like, I know, I'm aware. And then it becomes a whole thing.
Yeah, she's a predator, but slay.
I like that. Now, make no mistake.
Yeah.
Not in a social situation.
Sure.
I would fuck the shit out of Samantha.
My God. I mean,
but the idea of... if she wasn't drinking, I would be like, yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah, in real life, she might manifest in kind of a cringe way, for sure.
Yes.
But for that time period, we were all like, whoa, woman with sexual... freedom.
Oh, sure, sure. And I'm cool with that. Yeah. I hate the girl at the party that's, I'll fuck any, and then pukes. And it's just like,
And also, hey, been that girl.
I've been that guy.
And I hated that I was that girl, so I get what you're saying.
It's no good. It's no good. Carrie, on the other hand, you'll be washing your hands and she'll come up to you and she'll just be like, hey.
No, she would do something like, you know, I was looking at these shoes the other day and I would be like, tell me everything.
Yeah.
I want to know all about these heels. How high are they?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you don't want to marry me? Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Are those feathers on your head?
Yeah, I think she's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think that I think she's talented.
She is.
Yep. And she's funny. She's funny. She's so funny. And
she's funny in the way that people like us are funny, where she'll be like, well, why don't I kill myself? And I'm like, love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, I think she's great. That. I love somebody that has a quip every time, but the quip isn't shitty.
It's incredibly dark too.
Yes. I do think Miranda's the same way.
Miranda's funny in the same way.
She's funny in the same way, but Miranda is so cold.
She's very
cold. Charlotte will never be funny a day in her life.
No, she couldn't.
Although Charlotte will, every once in a while, there's the threesome episode where her and Carrie are walking down the street, and Charlotte will be like, how can you really ever know someone that you're sleeping with? And then she'll be like, is my hair too shiny?
Or Charlotte will be like, I eat ass.
Charlotte has my favorite movie in the entire series. Or my favorite sequence in the entire series. And
I've
got a video of this because it's
on your phone.
No, it's on my Instagram.
This made me laugh
so hard when I saw it. But it's just, I think that she doesn't get enough credit for a lot of the stuff that she does.
She also plays a conservative person on that show, and it balances it.
Not like what is conservative now, an actually puritanical conservative
person. A prissy Republican.
But she does have sex all the time.
Yeah. Right, and that's what is fun about her. Yeah.
She's incredible. I can't find it. But there's a sequence in the first movie where she shits her pants.
She
brings Carrie back from the dead.
They had to make Charlotte shit her pants.
This shit is hilarious.
Yeah, Carrie's just got left at the altar, Charlotte's little yoga outfit, she shits her pants in Mexico.
Shit's all fucked up. But... yeah,
check it out.
Her face, the faces she makes.
The comedic acting of Charlotte is great. Yeah.
You want to know something about her? Also sober.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet you she's
sober with fake boobs.
Hey, it's me. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, you man.
I see. I get yeah, it. I yeah. get it. Oh my God.
I know. Whoa. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It all makes sense now.
Only those who know me on a little deeper level know how Charlotte I really am.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
not
yeah,
in
yeah.
the racist puritanical way, but in the buttoned up sort of.
Do we think she's racist puritanical?
For, yeah. that, for, like, that, yeah. for that time.
And out of the four of
but,
them.
She's but, like dem lib racist.
But hold on.
Yeah. yeah.
Hold on.
Charlotte would do the thing where she'd be like, Samantha's dating a black guy.
But
or she'd say, well, it's people, it's African American. Yeah. She'd do that stuff.
She would
do,
and that is a big plot point of And Just Like That.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that she has a black friend.
Yes.
But right. in fairness, tough. I know you haven't, I know you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Her daughter is trans.
I know. I have seen clips of that, and yeah. I love that.
Yes.
In I real do. Life, her daughter is trans?
No, no, in the show.
And Just Like That. Her child is trans.
Oh, child is trans. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Stone.
Yeah.
And I think.
Rock.
Oh, sure.
Rock. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's Pebble. Okay.
It's
yeah,
all the
yeah.
same shit.
Yeah.
That, look, I don't care what you want to yeah. do and who you want to be. I think I support that. But look, if your yeah. name is Rock but and they call you Stone,
yeah.
you're going to have to deal with it.
Let's let it go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? It's not like I dead
that's
name.
Like somebody, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's like somebody calling me Lindsay.
It yeah. happens. Exactly.
Yes,
it happens.
Yes.
But like, I think that Charlotte is probably the most like, she evolves the most.
She tries.
She
also,
tries the
yeah.
most. And
yeah.
I think that like,
she admits yeah. when she's wrong also.
She does.
She calls Samantha a whore for fucking her brother that just got
and
out of a divorce. And she's like, you know what? You fucked my brother out of misery and I'm going to go to your house with muffins and be like, hey, I was a bad guy.
She's great.
Yeah, but she also like leaves lunch because Samantha said fuck and that's annoying.
Yeah.
We can't act like that's not annoying.
But,
multitudes.
You know, if we're doing a pros and or if we're doing the list here of what makes Charlotte cool and what makes her not cool.
Yeah.
She's got more cool than
yeah.
not
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, of course.
She shits her pants. She eats
she,
ass.
She runs at an arc. She went to an art gallery.
She runs an art gallery.
Gallery.
She runs an art gallery.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, she's friends with Sam Smith in the second season.
Yes,
too.
She is.
It's crazy.
She also makes friends with a group of power lesbians.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love when she does that.
Charlotte really is. I know that woman.
Yeah.
That woman is yeah. very, very familiar to me.
She also like
she also marries Harry.
Yes,
yes.
And Harry's the king.
That's yeah. the coolest thing she does.
Yeah, and so she calls him ugly one time.
And she was right, by the way.
And she was right, and we've talked about this.
Yes.
And maybe you should step up a little bit. You're married to a hot millionaire. Turn off the
Speaking
TV.
Speaking of, I gotta get back into the list. I worked on it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Okay, so number 11, of course, is
Burger.
Worst yes. boyfriend of the whole show.
And then I'm gonna go to
We Hate Burger.
Yeah.
Number 10, is it Trey?
Number 10 is the Russian.
The Russian. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'll take that.
Number 10 is the Russian.
I'll
I
go
hate
on
the Russian.
Hard defense
he doesn't
of the Russian.
Like her friends.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like her,
he's abusing
by the way.
Her, by
he
the
doesn't
way.
Like her.
Yeah.
He thinks that she's... I had a guy once text me and be like, I want you to be like a piece of furniture that's just in my apartment when I come home from work that I get to look at. And that's how the Russian treats Carrie.
He also
someone
thinks she's...
said that to you?
That's yeah. also insane. I'm sure someone...
And guess what? It was a guy who didn't have a job.
Yeah, isn't that
when
incredible?
You get home from where?
So how do you yeah. have furniture?
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
oh, that's
you.
Right. You were the
we got a laugh from Quincy. By the way, shout out to Quincy,
our new producer,
who is wonderful and great. And we appreciate you being here, listening to us gab it up.
The Russian treats her like an object,
yes.
like a little trophy.
The Russian's a narcissist.
He's a
in
narcissist.
The classical sense.
He takes her to France and leaves her completely alone. She uproots her whole life for him.
It sucks.
And then he slaps her in the damn face. And maybe it was an accident, but I don't care.
I don't think it was an accident.
I don't like him for a lot of reasons, mostly because it's not like Big, who has money and has.
Big's fun.
Big is
fun.
Cool.
The whoopee
yeah.
cushion? We'll get
Big,
into
yeah.
it.
Big is cool.
Yes, he is.
He's
Big is
smooth.
Cool.
Album.
He's classically cool.
Yes.
Whereas the Russian is
New
just
York
like.
Manhattan classic cool.
You know yes. what's also incredible about Big? When they slow dance before he leaves for California,
God. In the jeans and the
he
heels.
Plays Moon River, which is, was
yes.
my wedding song. And
yes.
I was
that
like.
Was Harris Alterman's wedding song.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I did the
Frank Ocean one.
Come on,
oh,
baby.
Boy, you got to talk to Harris.
I do. Yeah, yeah. yeah. It was a beautiful moment. But he's so classically trained cool. He listens to like old school mm-hmm. music. He takes her to a dorky Italian place
yep.
and sings
and
for her.
And he's, I wish the show, this is, now we're just talking about Big and
yeah.
why he's higher up on my list. Than
yeah.
most people, a lot of people would put Big last. The reason I didn't is because they should have showed us more of this. But when Big and Carrie are together, they have so much fun together.
Yes.
He makes her laugh. He's the only fucking guy besides Aiden who makes her laugh. And
yeah.
he makes her laugh way more often.
You yeah. have got
when
to
they
see
fall
the
in,
reboot.
When
yeah.
they fall in the water.
you have got to see the reboot.
Okay, yeah. But I'm talking about the original.
The water is adorable.
When they fall in the water, when he does the whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many moments between them that's like, they fall get
when
each
she's
other.
Running from Petrovsky.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. My yeah. favorite Big and Carrie moment yeah. is when he's running to beat the shit out of Petrovsky and Carrie trips him and they laugh on the floor of the hotel. Oh, my God.
All yep. right. I'm going to say something about Petrovsky. Petrovsky's poo, obviously.
Yes.
Duh. Carrie loves rich guys.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
True.
She loves rich, emotionally unavailable guys.
Yes.
Check. And she knew Petrovsky was a bitch the minute she fucking
Well, that's why
met.
She calls him her lover. Yeah. He's never her crush. Or yeah. he's never
her boyfriend.
He's her lover.
Yeah.
And let me tell
I've
you.
I've taken a lover.
And he wasn't, he was pretty honest about what he was. Petrovsky
yeah, but he still
was,
sucks.
He still sucks. Yeah. He still sucks. Big was also honest about who he was
I would
in the
also
same way.
Push yes. back on that a little bit and say he was not honest with her when he made her go to Paris.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
wasn't
yeah, yeah.
honest about how alone she would be. He yeah. was like, we're doing this together.
Yes.
I want you to get rid of your apartment because we're doing this together. Like, he like needed her to commit to him in a huge way.
Yeah.
And then they got there and he just fucking left her there.
Ain't that the story?
Yeah.
Oldest time. I mean, but yes, absolutely. But Big lets her know who he is the whole time. And he's honest about it.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, you can tell, I can tell, Big wants to be there. The
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah.
He wants to be in that place.
But he has avoid an attachment style.
Yes, yes, and he just can't do it. But you can tell he's like, I love this woman. I want to be with her.
And it's driving me insane.
Yes.
And Petrovsky's like more of a sociopath.
Yes.
In the classical sense. As someone also who was raised with a narcissist, I'm falling in love with Petrovsky when
for
she
all the
is
reasons.
For all yeah. the wrong. I feel myself being sucked in. I was talking about Petrovsky and be like, he's bad. He neglects her. He isolates her yeah. from her friends. And I'm like, yeah, and it's so fucking
I like
sick.
Petrovsky because like their first date is cool. Like I like him for a minute when
he's
I watch the show.
An interesting guy.
The thing that first makes me fucking hate him is when she has all of his friends over to his apartment and he couldn't care less about what they have to say.
Yeah, it sucks.
He has absolutely
he's
no interest
sure.
in her life, her friends, or even what she has to say.
Yeah.
And he doesn't take her seriously. I hate him. I hate
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I know.
I have been that guy, though.
And he's got that bitchy little daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate his bitchy little daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Eiffel Tower is so disgusting.
Yeah.
Fake the funk. This lady
She's
moved
like,
to Paris
oh,
for your asshole
French,
dad.
You idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she yeah. just got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also from New York. She's not from the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, she's from Ohio.
Okay, number nine. Number nine.
Didn't know that.
Is it Trey?
Nope.
Fuck.
Number nine. Hold on. Let me see. Number nine. Petrovsky. Aiden, I think you do eight and nine.
Nope.
No. No, hold on. Wait a minute. Beep, boop, bop,
I think
beep,
you guys are simply just forgetting about this person.
I think I am Scooter.
Robert.
Skipper.
It's Richard.
Richard. Richard is a Petrovsky in a different font.
Richard.
Yes.
He drives Samantha. He makes Samantha not Samantha anymore.
Yeah.
He drives her fucking insane. He won't commit to her in any way. And then if he had just stuck to that, she'd be able to go.
Yeah.
But instead, he does this fucking Uno reverse thing where he's like, actually, I could be monogamous with you. And he's lying right to her
yes.
fucking face.
Yeah.
And then she's got to run up a bunch of stairs in a pearl thong because she thinks he's fucking the maid.
And then he is fucking the maid.
Yeah. And he is fucking the maid.
And that's true. That guy is, I've seen, that guy I know.
Yeah.
I know that guy. The guy
it's
that's
a lot of
like
our
just
friends.
Death. Yeah,
yeah.
Just like, hey, whatever you got to hear right now, I'm going to say it to
yes.
you. And if that
yeah.
means that you're going to come upstairs with me, great. Let's
he's a coward.
He's a coward.
He's a coward and yeah. a liar.
Yeah. I
and
don't like
he's
him.
He's a selfish prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do love that actor.
Yeah, he's,
yeah,
good.
He's a great
Remar.
Job.
He's
good.
Great.
He's similar. She had a brief, like, she slept with another ex early seasons who was also a rich
yes.
asshole.
Yes, who left her for a model.
Yes, I can't remember his name, but Samantha, the man who will make Samantha be pathetic is the man who's more successful than
yes.
her in her own mind and like can offer her the life that she wants
yeah.
and she will kneel to him and I hate to see a bitch kneel.
Does that
especially a bitch like Samantha.
I well, know.
Although she loves to.
She loves
hey,
to. Yeah, she
is. The UPS but guy, the other, you fucking
yeah.
slut.
Come on, I
oh
just watched
God.
That one last night.
But
I love it.
I do think that, like, Smith does that for her in a different way. Like, it's a different
yeah.
type of it, though, where it's like, oh, she is meeting his affection with
yes.
this, like,
yeah.
Also,
like, goopiness. But, like,
in the first movie, as soon as Smith's life starts to eclipse hers, she leaves him.
Yes.
Yeah, which is so cool
but
to do.
Richard,
but
like, had her
you
under
see,
his thumb.
You gotta see the second
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, man.
It is bonkers
okay.
what
yeah,
happens.
You're gonna love it.
Okay. So number 9 was Richard. Number 8?
Trey.
Yes.
Trey. Yeah, cool.
Fuck Trey,
Trey
dude.
Sucks.
Fuck Trey. The cardboard baby, I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's
strong. I'll kill
There's
you.
There's a lot to hate about Trey.
I got us tickets to the producers. I know you're sad that you'll never have a baby, but we need to have a giggle.
Yeah. No, he stinks.
Oh, my goodness. And the mother.
The mother.
The mother's
that's
crazy.
The
Bunny.
Like
the mother, Bunny. Bunny McDougal. Sucks. Taking a bath and Bunny's talking to you.
Yeah.
The mom thing is insanely weird.
I do.
And there are a lot of mommy guys, too.
Also,
the archetype of mommy guy was kind of introduced
also,
to the character.
Also, to
right?
not be able to fuck your wife when she's married to you is such a pathetic worm.
Madonna
bitch
whore.
Move. Yes.
Big time, yeah.
Yes. He, like, made Charlotte into this, like, virginal, perfect figure in his mind. And then he married her, and then he couldn't fuck her.
And jacked off to Jugs behind her back.
Ugh.
Like a
pig. Because they didn't fuck before, right?
No, she got married
right,
without
that's
sex.
Right, that's right.
You're
that's
everything
right.
but girl.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a loser.
What a
and
loser.
Those
you
like,
can't fuck your wife, you loser.
And he wears
but then
those,
once
like,
they get separated, guess whose dick can get hard?
Yeah,
Trey's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. a, you know, yeah. Been she there. Yeah, it's crazy because he also at one point I remember he's wearing that lame fucking like
kilt?
Old school army outfit. Yeah, but it's also he's got like the jacket shirt thing that's
yeah.
fucking lame with the tassels.
The like Stolen Valerie weird.
Yeah. dude, he's
he also
Stolen
comes,
Valerie drag name.
Yeah.
Hey. he also comes from a traditionally classist, probably racist family
Definitely
too.
Definitely racist.
Yeah.
No, Bunny is racist.
Oh yeah,
she says
doesn't
want to
have
Chinese
an Asian
baby.
Yeah. I do also like. Trey brings out in Charlotte the money-hungry whore, which
yeah,
I love.
I'm worth
tries,
a million.
Yeah. Oh, he tries to get her to sign the prenup,
yeah.
and she goes to Bunny and is like, hey, bitch, what if I abandon your son in front of everybody? Sick!
I love that.
And that's how I'm Charlotte. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
hey.
And she keeps the apartment. Love that!
So that apartment, I mean...
That apartment makes
incredible.
Me fucking salivate.
Yeah.
that
no,
apartment is amazing.
Just a foyer.
I
to
will
have
to have a foyer, and she always has the hydrangeas.
Yeah, always
oh
for
my
20
god.
Years.
Oh my
yeah.
god! Oh my god! Because
they still live there in the reboot.
Never
well,
a day.
And why wouldn't you?
Never
why
a day when anything's wilted.
Also, one of the things I love about Harry, he has no problem moving into Trey's fucking house.
Harry
naked all over the place.
Harry is the guy. Harry and Steve are the two where I'm like, I get these fellas.
Yes,
these are my
great.
Guys.
We'll get to
I'll
them.
Move in with any woman
yeah.
that wants to pay me my rent.
Okay,
yeah.
so number 8 was Trey. Number 7.
Skipper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And truly because just who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
I've got
Although
nothing to say about Skipper.
The crazy, the one thing that to note about Skipper
when he breaks
is
up with
he
that
does
girl?
Break up with a girl while he's inside her because he answers the phone when Miranda calls.
That is hilarious.
Dude, Skipper is it's, so in love with Miranda in such a pathetic, horrible way.
But that's not just him.
I know.
And Miranda
I know.
Has that and I hate it.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also like, it's,
she's, I know, she's not hot, which is tough.
You're wrong. You're
yeah.
so wrong.
She's,
You're so
okay,
wrong.
Here,
she
I'm,
is hot in a different
thank
way.
You.
I'm going to pause right here.
I needed you to say that because I wasn't sure.
Yes, here. So Lisa Traeger has a great joke about this very mm-hmm. thing where she's like, when everyone said, when you ask any woman, they say which Sex and the City character, Miranda's never the one who's picked because like she's the least hot, whatever, conventionally out of all. But she's like, they're all beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're all beautiful. They're all outrageously thin.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane the standard all these women have. But at Lisa's punchline is like, Miranda is a partner in a law firm and she has her own.
A husband,
she owns her
a baby.
Everyone. Samantha gets cancer.
Yes.
And you still don't want to be Miranda because she's not the like, 10 of
yeah.
the group. They're all beautiful.
Yeah.
They're also.
If you saw Cynthia Nixon of that era walking down the street, you'd be like, that's a fucking
that's an
stunning
alien
girl.
Model.
If I see
yeah.
Cynthia Nixon now.
Yes.
Yes.
Even with her wife.
I'll
I'm
run
like,
her wife
oh.
over with a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You've got my vote.
I think she is so fucking hot. Like,
she's
so
she's,
hot.
She's like beautiful and like a model-y, like
yes.
jawline, whatever.
Kind of.
The teeth are kind of eh. Oh.
But
vacuum.
yeah, all right. Well, I think Charlotte's the least attractive, personally.
No,
whoa.
Charlotte is beautiful.
Get the fuck
Charlotte
out of here.
Charlotte is
a classic
beauty. Charlotte is the one that
she's
I am.
She's
no,
a winter rose.
Doesn't matter. Charlotte is the one that I'm least
Charlotte,
attracted to
Charlotte, I will
the
say,
four.
Is beautiful more than she is sexy.
Yeah.
Which is
when
tough.
She masturbates in front of Trey, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care for this.
And when she's wearing that
yeah,
long dress.
I'm your wife.
Yeah.
And she starts going on the belly button.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
No. And even, like, I mean, I'm all Carrie. I'm all Miranda.
Yeah.
I think the two of them are just
where
dynamite.
It's at. They are. That's the oldest you've ever seen. You girls are dynamite.
They,
that would
smoke
work
shows,
on Carrie.
You see?
Yeah,
they're the
yeah.
kind of ladies that you're going to buy a Cracker Jack
yeah.
for. They're so hot.
They are hot. They're okay, hot and cool.
So number 7 was Skipper, because who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number
yeah.
6?
Skip her.
Hey.
Six. Okay. We've done Burger. We've done...
We're starting to get to like the
we've
better
done Burger,
ones.
Burger, Petrovsky, Richard, Trey, and Skipper.
Smith.
No.
No, Smith I think is going to be 2.
Yeah.
Is my guess. And then I think Big will be 3. No, Big.
Big will be 1.
Is it Big?
It's not Big.
It's not big. No, 1 is Steve.
It's,
that's undeniable.
It's another guy that you guys have forgotten about.
Oh, sure.
Trey, Skipper.
Smith.
I'm pulling up the list.
Hold on. Okay. Can I get a hint?
It's a Miranda guy.
Oh, Robert.
It's Robert.
Robert.
Number 6 is Robert.
We're not in the good guys yet.
Yeah, no,
Robert.
We're not.
We're still in the bad guys. Yeah.
Robert. Yeah. I went to the Kava bar a few days ago.
Yeah.
And they were playing the episode where she gives him the elevator at the Kava
bar. Oh, God.
On mute.
You
and I still remember. There's a part where he's doing the fake sex noises.
That's the thing. That's why he's number 6.
Yeah. I wanted to punch the fuck out of him.
Look, while they're together,
no
whatever.
No man's ever been this deep before.
Oh, yes.
It's like, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
It's so insane.
I dated a guy who made fun of my sex noises to me in a fight.
It's awful.
And I was like, that's the most humiliating, rancid thing you can do to your partner.
Demeaning.
Because now I cannot have sex with you. And like, they had already broken up, but like, that's a... You are publicly humiliating her for breaking up with you, dog. She broke up with you.
For the father of your child.
Right.
Grow up.
For the best guy.
For the best guy.
For the best guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Maybe
no,
the best
there's
guy.
No. The best this, guy. I'm not even willing to argue with you.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right. Robert stinks. Also, Robert just is boring.
Well, he's
just like
he's
has a good job and he's hot.
Yeah. Whatever. He's a doctor and he has the elevator.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's going to get fat while she and Steve get all hot.
Right.
Because they got to use the stairs.
It is one of the more embarrassing moments for Miranda when she's like, Steve, he's so upset.
I know.
And Steve goes to like give him a piece of his mind. And Robert's just having like a threesome. And he's like, he can never. Tell Miranda that.
But Steve, it's so sweet that he's like, he was really upset.
It was,
Steve is the best.
Steve's the best. All right, who's next?
Okay, number 5. Any guesses?
5, Aiden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Aiden. I don't fuck with Aiden, dude.
I know you don't.
Everybody acts like Aiden is this fucking perfect victim. First of all, Aiden is like a classically annoying hipster. And nobody's talking about that.
I don't see him that way
at
all.
He's a guy who's like wearing a leather bracelet and drives an old car because he thinks it's cool. And that shit annoys me.
He does woodwork.
He does woodwork.
Yeah.
But he is a professional furniture maker.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'll give him that.
But then he does that shit where he's like, it's 2 imperfect pieces of wood.
Now,
and then they come together and make something stronger.
No.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
That part sucks. But I'm willing to knock him for a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he's got a cabin.
Yeah, no, dude,
he does
he's
have
hot.
A cabin.
He's hot. He's nice. He's kind of funny sometimes.
I don't think he's nice.
So this is the thing.
Interesting. Yeah.
He didn't like Carrie.
No.
He didn't like Carrie. He liked the idea of Carrie. He liked who he thought he could make Carrie into.
Yeah.
But he didn't fucking like Carrie. Carrie is not a girl who wants to go to Suffern, New York on the weekends. Carrie is a Manhattan-ass bitch.
Yeah.
And she wants to go out at night. He wants to order fried chicken and stay in.
Yeah.
He did not
that
like her. He did not love her.
He loved that she was hot and to have sex with her, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he loved that she was, like,
cool.
Quirky and different and artsy and whatever. But he did not like her.
No.
And then he tried to marry her, and she was so clear that she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
She was so fucking, she was so clear that she cheated on him.
Yeah.
She couldn't have been more
clear.
Look
at you spinning, Carrie.
You have got
Look
to
at
see
you.
And just like
you
that.
You toxic ass bitch.
I don't want to see them get back together.
It's not, don't worry.
Okay.
Because he is so shitty to her.
He's so shitty to her.
You two are ridiculous.
No, she's so shitty to him.
Because the fact that
they're shitty to each other.
Yeah, the fact
that we're talking about him.
Yeah.
And she can't be comfortable in front of him.
No.
She can't, because it's like everything that she does, he's like, well, I don't like that you smoke cigarettes, and I don't like that you feel this way, and I don't like that you talk to, like,
and every time she gives him an inch, he pushes for more.
He does do
every time she's like, okay, I'll be your girlfriend, he's like, well, I'm gonna move in here. And then she's like, okay, you can move in
apartment.
With And like, then she's like, okay, you can move in with me. And he's like, well, you need to marry me. And it's like, just give her a fucking second, dog.
Okay, but counterpoint, he knows that she's never, he knows she's not fully in.
I know, so leave her alone.
totally, but he can't. He's in love with her.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's in love with her. He's in love with the idea of being in love with someone.
I don't know.
No, that's true, because as soon as they break up, he gets married and has a baby.
Yeah.
But he just wants to be in love.
Yeah.
I think you're three, actually.
Literally, not even a year later, she sees him on the street and he turns around and has a baby on his chest.
I do think he did love her, though.
I think he loved her. I think you're both right. I
care deeply for her.
Yes, I think you're both right. I think that he loves the idea of her and what she could be.
Yes.
I think that he also is...
Shows up in a real way.
But he's also... Yeah, he is in love with the idea of... Or he thinks he's in love with her, and if she pulls away, he's gonna jump in. I get that.
Yeah.
I've been that guy too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you're pulling away? Let me push hard.
I also think some of the times that he shows up in a real way are good, and some of the times he's being like, I'm a good guy, remember?
He's a little good
guy. He's like, hey, Carrie, I'm such a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm mad at you, but I'm still gonna go help Miranda because I'm such a fucking good guy.
Yeah.
We get it.
He is very much that.
I don't think Aiden's a bad guy. I think Aiden is a horrible guy for Carrie. I think he's the complete wrong guy for Carrie.
He's the I broke up, big broke my heart 10 million times.
He's the opposite of
big. You're safe. I can walk all over you.
Yeah,
I want to feel safe. Yeah, he is. He's the anti-venom.
You think she can walk all over him?
Aiden, she can walk all over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four.
Okay.
Smith.
Mm-mm. Big?
Big.
Big. All right.
Whoa.
Big is number four.
I'll give you that.
Big is number four. I love Big.
Now I know the three that are left.
Yes.
And I do think that Big does not come close. Oh, except for Smith. I think Smith and Big.
Yeah.
Listen, Big never would shave his head if Carrie got cancer.
No, he wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I think if Carrie got cancer, Big would freak out and leave for 2 months and come back.
No.
Well, it depends on when.
Yeah, where he is in his intimacy.
I have a couple things that I have to say about
say
Big.
It.
Yeah.
First of all, the top four, I like all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Big for Carrie. And I think, Carrie, people on the internet love to make these little compilations of Carrie showing up at Big's door and acting like it's embarrassing when she shows up in the
French hat
and the beret and she has McDonald's. She shows up with the whip, blah, 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 whatever. He liked that.
Yes.
He liked her.
Yes.
Yeah.
He liked that she was weird and annoying.
He loved her.
He loved her. He loved her so much he cheated on his fucking wife with her.
Yeah.
Did he get married to a girl he met in Paris? Yeah. Was that
bad?
Yeah,
but
you gotta
watch the reboot. I'm telling you.
Did he leave her at the altar? I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
He loved her and he got her.
Yeah, he did.
He understood her. He gave her fucking a closet instead of a ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
He loved her.
I think that they were great together. And he's cool.
He's so cool. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
In the first episode when she's like, have you ever been in love from the car? He just looks at her and he goes, abso-fucking-lutely. How do you not? And then when he drives up in his limo.
He doesn't drive up.
Somebody drives the driver.
I love rich guys.
Yeah.
Dude, when he gives the fucking horse and buggy guy like $400 to take Carrie to the hospital because Miranda's having a baby. Oh my God. And then in the movie when he takes Charlotte to the hospital because she's having a baby. Yeah. Come on.
Big is a good guy. And
He's scared and he's fucked up, but he's good.
He's a good guy that's
and he's good
immature.
For her.
Yes, and here's the thing. Then, and I tell you, this isn't going to spoil or ruin anything. The way they introduce Big in the reboot, they are listening to all of their records alphabetically.
Hello, it's me.
And it is one of the sweetest.
It really is one of those. I really love them.
The few moments we get to see them when they're happy together, I really love them together.
It's
euphoric for someone who chases emotionally unavailable men.
Yes.
The moment when they let you in a little bit, better than most drugs.
One of my favorite scenes in the whole fucking thing is when she's freaking out because she farted in front of him.
Yeah.
And then she's getting Chinese food and he puts the whoopee cushion down.
Yeah.
And she sits on it and he laughs so hard he can't breathe. Come on,
it's
dude.
Great.
They
yeah.
love
it's
each
great.
Other.
Yes,
he
yes,
loves her.
Yes. Yeah. Natasha could
never fart in front of Big, but Carrie could.
No.
I'll say this also. Big represents a Manhattan issue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He's handsome. He's a little older, so he's, knows the world.
He's wealthy.
He's crazy fucking rich. Men in that position don't turn their light on, to quote Miranda, until they're like well into their 40s, even 50s in New York City. That's just
Big has what else is out there syndrome.
Of course.
And every fucking Manhattan guy like that does.
And they can.
And it stinks,
but they can. I'm like, I chase after Big for fucking
years. But guess who he always
years?
Comes back to?
Carrie with the crazy hair.
Dude, the fact that the entire series he can call her and say it's me.
Oh.
They're in love.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Oh, the kid
my
stuff.
God.
The kid
Can I? I tried using Kid.
Yeah,
I know, dude. I'm sorry.
It.
You can't pull it off.
I can't. I found out really.
You gotta. Yeah. You unfortunately must make more money than the woman to call.
Yeah,
her
kid. Yeah.
Hey, and kid.
It's totally. It's totally contradictory to what I'm looking for.
A guy called me kiddo once, and I was like, yeah,
yeah,
that'll do it.
Big's a fucking catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
cool. He just is a fucking catch.
He's hot as hell. Yeah. Dude, the first second she sees him, she's like, this is it.
Yeah, yeah, and I would be too. Yeah.
I get it.
And
I
then
get
Samantha
it.
Tries to fuck him. That's when Samantha looks bad. She's like, I have...
That's one of the four times Samantha's
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I have keys to the downstairs area, and he's like, pass.
Yeah. Tough. That's the thing. Like, if anyone is that, like, forward and drunk, like...
Yeah, God, I've been Come that girl on. So many times.
But I've been that guy. I know.
But you look back and you go, yikes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We
Although
love
I
big.
Wish I could still do it.
Yeah.
The consensus on this podcast is we love Big.
Yeah, big,
yeah
big
we
fan.
Do.
Big fan.
Big fan.
And also, it's worth pointing out because
John
I
Preston.
Feel like we had for a while, we were like, Big's the best. And then we were all like, oh my God, Big's a manipulator. She kept going after him. He's avoided. But now we've entered a new dawn where like, Carrie's... like a little bit borderline personality disorder and also not like she like shows up at church and makes him introduced to the mom. Like,
well, yes. It's so classically an avoidant and an anxious person.
Yeah, exactly.
Dating.
So like it used to be he's an asshole. Then it was she's an asshole. And now it's like they're assholes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and I love assholes,
assholes
together. Yeah.
Together.
They deserve each other. Yes,
they do deserve each other.
Together.
They're perfect together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they can never stop thinking about each other.
No.
Ugh.
No,
everyone else they date, they're always thinking about each other.
Yeah.
Ugh. God.
I love it.
I don't think I have a big in my life. I mean, my husband is the big in my life, and if we break up, I'll chase him to the ends of the earth.
But it's not
oh,
because...
Oh, I've got a big.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a big.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought I had a big, but then I met my boyfriend, and I was like...
Pfft. Yeah.
And you know what? I was like, I don't need a big. I got a Steve.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Number three. Take a guess.
Oh, Steve.
No.
Number three?
No,
Harry.
No. No, it's
Smith.
Smith.
It's Smith.
Yeah, Smith, Harry, Steve is
my
guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And correct.
Yeah, it's Smith, Harry, Steve.
Yeah,
it's Smith, Harry, Steve.
Yeah. Smith, I get Smith. I like Smith. He's just too goddamn handsome.
But the thing is, Smith...
Yeah, I knew that was going to be your problem with Smith.
Smith could have sucked so hard.
And he didn't.
Smith could have gotten famous and fucked every bimbo that threw herself at him. And he just wanted... He loved Samantha.
He loved Samantha.
Yes, he does love Samantha.
And he loved Samantha in a way that, like, I think healed something in her.
Yes.
Like, she couldn't accept... The only kind of love she could accept was Richard-flavored.
Yeah.
And, like, that sucks. And, like, he made her small and made her into someone else. Smith actually loved Samantha.
I know.
Yes.
He did. He was also younger, and she was being a real cunt about it in the beginning. And I'm like, this man is more... You are more stunted than this man.
Yeah.
And he is, like, opening up with no fear to help you grow. I love Smith.
I love that Smith is in that shitty play, but he's a good actor.
Oh.
I love that.
You've got to see the second movie.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't know my HBO password.
Yeah. I'll give you mine.
You have got to see what they do with Smith in the second movie.
Oh,
also,
no.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It's also like Smith is always like just... telling her he can handle stuff and she'll be like, no, you can't.
Yes.
You're young. Like when she's shaving her head with the cancer and he comes in and she's shaving the head and she tries to hide it. She's like, you can't handle this. This is fucked up and you can't handle it. And he's just like, Smith's a man.
Yeah.
Like
a man.
We think Smith's like a pussy.
I don't think he's a pussy at all.
Real.
Yes.
A young man who's not threatened by a powerful woman, which I live for.
When he goes off to shoot the movie and Samantha's only known Richard flavored love.
Yeah.
Samantha's like, you can fuck your co-star or whatever. Yeah. And then she calls him and she's like, hey, I don't want you to fuck anyone. And he's like, yeah, of course. I wasn't gonna.
Yeah.
Easy.
No.
And then he sends her the flowers that are just stems.
I never cry more. There's a few moments in Sex and the City that gets me every single time when we're having a baby.
We're having a baby. Oh. I was gonna say, we're having a
oh
baby.
My God.
I could think about it right now and start crying. Oh my God. And when Miranda followed, say it might be the same episode. When Miranda follows Charlotte home when she finds out she can't have a baby.
Here we go. But also, Smith sends her the flowers, and then they have sex because she gets her sex drive back after recovering from cancer. When Samantha's speaking in the breast cancer survivor group,
and she takes
pulls
her wig off.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All of the moments that make me cry are about the women and not the
Of
you
course,
know what I mean?
The show is about the women being in love with each other. Yeah.
You know, they are the centerpiece of the show.
Well, I mean, there are a few things where you're like, I'm sure there are people who cry when like Carrie and Aiden break up. Yeah. Or like whatever, when
sure.
when Charlotte marries Harry or whatever. The only things that make me cry are the like deep friendship. When fucking Big goes to the cafe, well, Carrie's
get
in Paris.
Go get our
Miranda
girl.
Goes, go get our girl. Are you kidding me?
That's one of those moments.
Are you kidding me?
Go get
our girl.
I know.
Go get our girl is enough to make me like
cry.
Really lose it.
Or to make a movie reference, when he leaves her at the altar, and then the cars stop in the middle of the street.
When Charlotte grabs her, and she goes, "No." Oh my god, that's good.
Her face is so good.
No!
You never! Or something. And then she curses the day that you were born.
It's awesome.
Oh, she practices
cursing
the day that he was born.
Charlotte's a fucking ride or die.
They all are. They all are.
And Smith, too. This is Smith's
Miranda's
one downside.
Miranda's mom's funeral. Sorry. Keep
oh my
going.
God, Miranda's mom's funeral when Miranda turns around and Samantha mouths, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted
Smith
you.
Is just dumb.
Smith? No, he's not.
You're so jealous of Smith.
No.
You're so jealous of how handsome and sober
he's not
and emotionally
dumb at all. He's very
dumb.
Emotionally intelligent.
Emotionally intelligent, but he's also kind of dumb.
He's
and that's what's
young.
Sweet about
he's
him.
He's just young.
No, he's a dummy. He's I like dumb. That. Why can't he be dumb?
He's not dumb. He just isn't. He's a good actor. He's emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
He just happens to
I
be
I know
very
a lot
handsome.
Of good actors
and
that
you
are
know
emotionally
what? He's a good waiter, too, and that's tough.
That's fair. All right, I'll give him a waiter. Okay. So Harry's next.
Number two, of course, number two is Harry motherfucking Goldenblatt.
Love
I
Harry.
Love me love some Harry. Harry would be number one if Steve didn't exist. I fucking love Harry.
Yeah.
Harry rules. Harry is also like, he is such a uniquely Jewish dad.
Yeah.
Like that
I
know. Like there's in the new season, there's an episode where they like just, he comes in and he's skateboarding.
Yeah.
With his kids. And it's like, oh yeah,
love
dude.
That.
In a suit.
Love
he's in a suit
that.
And he's skateboarding and he's just, fucking cool.
I love when Harry and Charlotte first start seeing each other, they're not even like fully dating yet because Charlotte is ashamed of him.
Yes.
But
and who amongst us hasn't maybe been in that position, okay?
But Harry,
I've only dated out of my league.
Yeah. And you're a man and
dumb. You're a boy comedian, and that's what happens.
Yeah. No. I'm a man comedian.
Hey.
Right.
You're one of the girls.
Yeah.
Sure. And that's why I date out of my league. I'm one of the gals.
Yeah.
And okay, sorry.
But when Harry and Charlotte are first seeing each other, Harry invites Charlotte to Bitsy Von Muffling's wedding in the Hamptons.
So fun.
And Charlotte is like, well, I'm not ready for like bikini season yet. And Harry's like, what are you talking about? He quote says, you're a knockout. And Charlotte is like, it's you. Your back is Harry.
Yeah.
And Harry doesn't get offended for a second.
No, he's so chill.
He doesn't get insecure for a second. He goes, okay, so if I wax my back, you'll come to the wedding?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. I love that. I love that. Charlotte is this like uptight control freak princess.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, what do you want, princess?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Dare I say your boyfriend is kind of like this.
My boyfriend is a Harry Steve.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
boyfriend just is if Steve was Jewish,
yeah,
which is
yeah,
Harry.
Yeah. Can I?
Does he have hair?
Not like
Steve.
Oh, on his head? Yeah. He doesn't have the back hair like Harry does.
But then that's Harry's one downfall is he's bald.
No, but he pulls it off.
And a naked guy, which I am, but I don't like when men are naked guys.
Yeah, I don't like when he's I
don't
either. He stops.
Yeah, he stops, but then she lets when he's reading the newspaper and he's naked, I'm just like,
well, he's got to have one thing.
His legs are like crossed, and it's like, no, thank you.
Well, I just don't understand who would do that.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Just put
me.
On.
But it's
you wouldn't
of
put
the
on
thing.
Like underwear at all?
No, dude. My pussy's all over the apartment. My husband's really nice about it.
That's
and
crazy.
Until,
I go over there.
And until, sorry, dude. And until I saw the episode recently when he was naked all over the place and I was like, ugh. Then I went, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
I should put on shorts.
Yeah. I would absolutely tell my boyfriend to not sit on the couch naked.
There is, God, this is so vulnerable. And I've shared a lot of vulnerable things in this pod. Okay. So in my healing journey with my emotionally unavailable, now dead dad, my therapist made me like create a composite of what a dad should be so that I could like self-parent myself into like create a fake emotionally unavailable dad. Harry's really in there in a big way.
Yeah. Harry is such a dad.
And so warm. Harry's one of the warmest male characters. Carrie and Steve are the warmest male characters.
Yes.
And, and I love
even the way that Harry first comes on to Charlotte in the Bachelor pad.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like purely about sex.
Thinking about your lips.
Yeah. Harry, he gets her in a way that nobody has before. Charlotte is not a girl. She's more promiscuous than she lets on.
Yeah.
But Charlotte is not a girl who fucks you while you're showing her an apartment. Yeah. But he's just like so obsessed with her.
Yeah, and then I love that. Makes her feel safe.
Yeah.
I think Harry is the only purely good, no fault ever character in that show.
Except for when he won't turn off the TV when she's making the dinner.
Yeah.
That was the only moment.
Sure.
But he's
a great guy.
That's such small potatoes compared to what these other motherfuckers have.
Yeah,
Steve has more flaws than Harry.
Yes.
Steve is still better, but only because he's a punching bag and it's not fair with
Steve. Steve only has more flaws because he's in it more, if we're being honest.
Yeah, and also Harry has money and is more of a grown-up than Steve is. Yeah. And I love that Miranda makes more money than Steve. I think that was a great, to showcase that type of relationship. But it was a problem.
Well, let's
and
get
he
into
was
Steve.
Kind of
let's talk Steve.
Shitty about
let's
it.
Talk,
at
let's talk Steve. Let's talk about why Steve is my fucking number one.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love me. I love that Steve is kind of a short king, by the way.
Yep.
Is he short?
Miranda's
taller.
Miranda's a little taller than him.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that's
adorable.
I love that he plays basketball in jean shorts. I love that.
I love that he plays basketball. It's so queen.
Everything about him is so queen.
I love that he thinks he's going to make the $1 million shot.
I know, 100,000
or whatever. I love that. Oh my God. I love that when Miranda's pregnant and they're building the crib and she's like, what about Danny? And he's like, we're making something for little Danny.
And he starts
crying. And Miranda goes, Steve. And he sucks it back in because he loves her.
Yeah,
because
he's Irish. He knows how to suck it in. Also, speaking of beautiful crying moments on the pod, when Steve's mom starts getting Alzheimer's,
Oh my God. And then she
goes for the walk. Miranda finds her. She's eating pizza out of the trash. It's really fucking sad. She takes her home. She bathes her. And then Magda sees it.
Oh. And Magda's like, whatever, Magda says something like, that was really loving or something like that. I forget the words, but
And Miranda was like, don't tell Steve, it'll upset him. They're the only one that have, I mean, Charlotte and Harry have a marriage for sure.
Yeah.
But Steve and Miranda have like a marriage and a family, and they're the most like nuclear family life partner people, even though she treats them like shit, in the whole show.
But
here we go.
The way they treat Steve.
I know.
I can't watch the reboot
because it's not even just the reboot.
Yeah. I love Steve.
They are so mean. Well, they're no meaner to him in the reboot than they are in the
show. I know, but I can't handle more. I can't take more.
They are just so shitty to that man.
Yeah.
And
they're cunts. They're a group of hens clucking and
but
being
no,
mean to
they're
Steve.
Not. I'm sorry. Miranda is so shitty to him.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Well, Charlotte, too, when she's like, he's just a bartender.
Yeah.
Charlotte, though, is different.
Classist.
Charlotte,
very
I understand, classist. Like, her thing. She's a
prissy bitch, yeah.
Whereas when I see the way Miranda treats Steve, all I think about is like, how could she?
You know who was always on Steve's side? Carrie.
Yeah.
That's because Carrie's a good person.
Carrie's a down-ass bitch, dude.
Carrie, beyond down-ass bitch, she sees the good in people.
She does.
And that's the thing. She actually does.
Steve is really a good guy.
Steve is a good guy.
He's not special or anything like that.
But he is because he's funny.
He's very funny. Yeah. But he's not like, you know, a rich.
He's a no-frills dude.
No-frills dude. Yeah. You know exactly what you're getting into. And that's what I like about him because, let me tell you, the thing that I love so much about Steve is like, that's who I am when I'm dating somebody. It's like, this is everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you everything.
Moanda.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you everything.
I hate this. Nobody loves this. Yeah.
I had to heal to love it.
Yeah.
And now I've got a Steve and I love the shit out of him.
Nobody, no girl is ever, I do a lot of, I didn't mean anything. I do a lot of.
I take it back. That was a joke.
I
love Lamp.
Let me say this about Steve. He doesn't let Miranda walk all over him. That's a common misconception. Steve will stand up to Miranda. He'll be like, come on, man. You're not gonna let me do whatever the thing is. He's like, you're not gonna let me in.
Yeah.
I'm trying here.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Steve. Like, if Steve was just a sniveling little worm man,
he'd
be different.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah.
And that's why I love a Steve.
But the problem is, it's not that she doesn't walk all over him. He doesn't let her walk all over him. But then she just leaves.
And yeah. She also flips out a lot.
Yeah. She bails on him over and over again.
Over and over. And like, then it's just like
Big bails on Carrie.
Yeah, but
it's different. It is so different because Carrie is also seeing she's cheating on everybody.
Yeah.
Carrie is doing her own thing and she is a strong, independent woman and we love that.
Yeah.
But Steve is like, I'm telling you who I am.
Yeah.
I want to have a family with
Dude,
you.
Dude, when Miranda tells Steve she's pregnant, he goes, should I sell the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dream.
Yes.
Yeah. Should I sell the bar?
And you know, because his other dream is to have a kid. Yes. And like, and you know what? Like, I would.
And with her.
With her. And it would be one thing if she was like, no. But the fact that like, she's like, all right, well, yes, you could be a part. And then for him to like, just white knuckle through the whole thing and be like, she'll come back.
Yeah.
It's like, I love that. And look, I'd be lying. I've tried to get someone pregnant
with
it.
Oh my God. You tried to baby drop a lady.
I tried to open up a bar. I tried to do a lot of shit.
I also have to mention that Steve shows up at the funeral and they're not together, and I love that.
Steve always shows up.
Which is rare in a human being.
Yes.
Not just in the show. It is very hard to find a person that always shows up. You find that person, you hold on for dear life.
And there are people that, like, there are people that wouldn't go to the funeral because they'd be like, well, maybe I'm imposing. Maybe it's inappropriate. Steve doesn't give a fuck.
No.
He's like, I love this woman. She's going through a hard time. I'm going to the funeral. If she doesn't say a word to me at the funeral, that's just fine.
I've been tearing up for the last like 30 minutes.
I know, I love him
I'm
so
like
much.
Barely holding on. I will say when we talk about Carrie, like because Carrie's an imperfect person, she also accepts other imperfect people.
Yeah.
And I really like that about her. In the new and just like that, do you know what happens?
I know that Big dies.
Right. Okay. So after Big dies, she like becomes wiser kind of.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's this like, they're all getting in a big fight about some bullshit. And Carrie's just like, you don't get to walk away from friends.
I've seen this clip.
Life is too fucking short.
Yeah.
Like she's so, as I've aged, I've just realized like we're all cunts with problems.
Yeah. Yes.
And none of us are immune from it. And like your friends are just the cunts that you know their cunt stuff and their cunt stuff bothers you. And then you fucking move on because they deal with your cunt stuff. And
like
it's a very kind,
a lot of,
human way to view the world.
There's a lot of Carrie is a bad friend rhetoric on the internet. And I don't agree with that at all. I think Carrie is a person. And as far as people go, she's a very good friend.
I agree with
that. The thing that people always bring up is when
the bagels.
It's well, right before the bagels, it's when Miranda throws her neck out and she sends Aiden over.
Yeah.
People have no fucking adult media literacy when it comes to that scene. Here's what happens in that scene, okay?
All right, let's go.
Carrie is getting ready for a very important meeting. Miranda calls Carrie and says, my neck is out. She does not say I'm naked. She does not say I can't
move.
She doesn't say she can't stand up. All she says is I hurt my neck. And then Carrie goes to ask a follow-up question. She goes, come over, and hangs up. Carrie has no fucking idea what the severity of the situation is, and she has an important meeting that she has to go to. And then Aiden goes, and guess what? Miranda's not mad about that.
Yeah.
She's mad later when she brings the bagels, and once Carrie knows the severity of the situation, she gets mad. But Miranda's not mad that she sent Aiden over. She's embarrassed.
Yes.
That's
it.
Because Miranda is an adult and Carrie is an adult and they understand that they have fucking jobs.
Yeah.
And people can't just show up.
Especially
all the time.
Especially a freelancer. People don't get like a writing job or any creative
jobs. But Miranda
jobs.
Gets it. It's the fucking people online who don't get
it.
Yeah. Aiden had to go.
Yes.
Carrie couldn't go.
Yeah.
And Carrie didn't know she was naked.
I will say it is one of her shittiest moments on the show when Miranda's standing there all like fucked up and she's just babbling on about Aiden. And it's but that's Carrie's problem.
Yes.
Each of them all have a problem. Carrie's fucking boy crazy in a way because she's got fucking BPD. You know, Miranda's cold because she has a Catholic mom.
Yeah.
Samantha blows up her ego because she's secretly super insecure. And Charlotte's a little classist, but she's fucking cool and rich. So shut the fuck up about
her.
Okay.
Also, you're fucking crazy if you think that when women get together, they aren't going to like. Carrie talking about Aiden when Miranda's all fucked up is so classically woman friendship.
Of course.
And the fact that Miranda can
it's
call her out
it's male friendship
for it,
too. Make no mistake.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that Miranda can call her out for it is actually a sign of how good of friends they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do that. They're like, you're really shitty right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I love that.
Grown-ups.
Also, let me just say this. The whole show gets a lot of heat for how often they talk about men and how obsessed with men they are and obsessed with male relationships. Women need to talk about men.
Because they kill us.
Because men, well, even before they kill us,
yeah,
they
make it's kind us, of our thing. Yeah. It's kind of what
it's
we
kind
do.
Of your favorite. You got to know your predator.
But absolutely. Also, they make us feel fucking crazy to the point where we can't tell when they're doing something bad.
Yeah.
See, what you have to do is meet your girlfriends at the coffee shop,
yeah.
order a salad, and tell them what he did so your girlfriends can be like, no, that was fucked up.
Yeah, and Samantha can be
sorry,
like...
sorry, but Big is moving to Paris and that's a big fucking deal.
Yes. And Samantha talks about a guy with bad cum, and then Carrie's like... a hold the rice pudding, and that's mm-hmm. just good, clean
and
fun.
And that's just good, clean fun.
You know, it's fucking. It's almost like vaudevillian sometimes, in a way that I really enjoy.
It is, yeah. And it's just like, I mean, and I don't think that this is a big secret. Men are doing the same shit.
Yeah,
it's just
are
like,
you? Well,
I am. I don't know.
Yeah,
if,
yeah,
you are.
And I will be honest. Yeah. Most of my guy friends are like, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
That's
you
what
get into.
You are such a Carrie. You're yeah. big as moving to
yeah,
Paris.
Yeah. I know.
I'm like a big old.
You're one
like,
of the few men that has a big.
Yeah.
I have a big.
Yeah,
have,
you do have a big.
I have a big.
Oh my God.
I have a big.
Say her full name.
Nope.
I would.
Nope.
She would love it.
I'm an engager. Don't.
Yeah, because she's a big.
Don't fall
yeah,
into no, my trap. Is. I'm a bad guy.
You can engage her. I would love it. If I haven't spoken to her since February of last year, and it's killing me.
Yeah.
I made no mistake. I would be in on. A heartbeat.
One no, of the last no, no.
I remember.
We're gonna have to take you to Cabo when she fucking leaves you at the altar, dude.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna have to. Or Andrea's gonna have to
get diarrhea.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
So you can laugh again.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. It would be. Well, you know.
Oh my God! When Samantha feeds her. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
She has the curtains drawn.
Oh boy.
She feeds her like a mother.
Oh. She's adorable. Oh. They're all pretty and beautiful.
Can
and
I
beautiful.
Say this? Yeah. I have some honorable mentions here.
Okay.
Of people who didn't become real boyfriends
yes.
that I think should have.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, you're great.
Well, this one isn't that. My first one. These two people are technically boyfriends. Stanford and Anthony.
Stanthony. Yeah.
I just wanna put out there that Stanny, I love you.
I love Stanford.
Yeah.
I love Stanford.
R.I.P. I love you, Stanny.
Yeah.
Anthony, I can't stand.
Anthony, I can't stand, but I love that Stanny grows to love him.
Yeah.
I love
well, you haven't seen the.
I love that. I love that Anthony tells everyone that Stanford was dating a prostitute.
Yes,
it's
yes.
so mean and
it's
gossipy.
So mean.
I kind of like Anthony.
I love
a classically
talks
bitchy
to Charlotte,
gay. Yeah,
I love it.
When he's like, go fuck someone, you idiot. Your pussy's gonna seal up.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
God, you need that bitch
and,
in your life sometimes.
And Stanford is like the soft gay guy. He's like, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
There is a scene in the reboot
mm-hmm.
With Stanford that makes me bawl.
Aww.
Like, just makes me cry like a baby. And it's so subtle and so simple, and I don't think people realize how incredible.
In the movie reboot?
No, in the...
In the new season?
And just like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so at... You want me to tell you?
Tell me.
Yeah.
So after Big dies...
Is it the letter?
No.
Okay.
So Stanford is over there.
Yeah.
And Charlotte... so Big dies. Charlotte is
God.
Coming over with something. You know this scene?
No, I'm just thinking
so
about Big dying.
Miranda...
Throw
yeah,
up. It's so tough.
It's so tough.
Yeah.
Miranda and Stanford are over there, and Carrie did not invite Charlotte.
I saw a clip of Carrie not wanting Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yes, and Stanford just walks through at one point, and he realizes, like, oh, I wasn't supposed to do that, and I'm like... I know who you are.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
you. And then he died, and it really
it really sucked that he died. He was also such a good friend to Carrie.
Yes, the best. He is the best friend she has.
Yeah,
I really think that
in terms of, being there,
yes,
unrequited a little bit.
I think he's tied with all of. I think
Stanford also represents a person who just no one ever chooses him.
Mm. I know.
Like, everyone in that show is like...
When he's standing in his underwear in the gay club?
I know.
Oh, Stanny! My love, my heart, Stanny!
Like, we have to acknowledge there's people in this world who are lonely for the majority of their fucking life. And that character, I don't think, was really represented on TV, really, at that time. And also that he's
let
like...
Let alone a gay guy who's not
yeah,
hot. Hello.
I know, right? I was just like, hey, man, there's a lot of Stanfords out there.
Oh,
we love a little Stanford
we
representation.
Love a Stanford.
Okay, another guy that I need to acknowledge is the politician who's into piss play.
Oh, my God.
Love him!
Yeah,
all right.
Love him!
He's too I'm the guy.
He's too I'm the guy. He gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I love him.
He could have been something.
I would have pissed on him.
I would have pissed on him
he
in a second.
Had me.
Yeah.
Number two, honorable mention, loved this guy. This is one of the moments where Carrie purely biffed it.
Okay.
The guy she meets in Central Park in the episode about how everyone's a freak
looking
now.
Through her stuff.
And he leaves to go to soccer. He comes back to spend the day with her and she's smoking in his house, standing on his bed, prying open a box that ends up being his Eagle Scout medal.
I
that
know.
Guy. He has the Tweety Bird tattoo.
Dude, he was,
that guy was perfect.
He was classically.
Carrie fumbled that so bad.
He was classically Bushwick hot, too.
Also, he.
Tiny rim glasses.
He is so the guy that you meet after your heart gets broken.
Yeah, and you're free.
And you just ruin it. Like, yeah. That's happened to all of us.
Yeah.
You just go, you got too much going on, you go too hard, you do something wrong,
and
you just ruin an absolutely perfect motherfucker. Yeah. That guy was perfect.
He was good.
Yeah, he was really hot. Great. He was also really hot.
Another honorable mention, Samantha's lesbian lover. I don't care for her. I don't care for her ass, but I love that Samantha was a lesbian.
Dude, throwing the plates? Yeah. Oh, my God.
For such a short time that I fall asleep with that show on.
Yeah.
And in this current rewatch, I slept through all of Samantha being a lesbian.
Yeah.
What is her name again?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah,
who cares?
She's not.
She's kind of a nothing
burger.
But
I love that the rest of the show, Samantha gets to go, you know, when I was a lesbian.
Yes. I love that. Well, and there's one scene where Miranda talks about in that sequence. She's like, well, and
I'm a chair.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I'll accept Samantha. And it's like, all right, come on, lady.
Yeah,
come
they're not on. They're not great about their friend having
a
queer
great
experience.
And also, you're gay. Like, you can play this a little bit better.
Oh, my God.
Like, it did feel like, how are you playing this? This is like...
There's also a great scene.
Internalized homophobia.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. There's also a great scene between Samantha and Big when she's dating the lesbian. When they all go out to dinner and Carrie, I think, is dating maybe Aiden someone else.
She's dating Bucket Hat, then goes to the bathroom. Is this a towel? Where I famously called my aunt.
Well, it's like a towel-like place.
We'll talk about that later.
The Padke Mau or whatever.
Yeah.
And Big brings a model and the...
It's towel.
And Samantha is like... Samantha says something.
She acts tough, but she's vulnerable inside. If you're not serious, leave this girl
alone. Leave her
alone. Yeah.
Yes. Love that.
I love that too.
And I think being a lesbian gave her the strength to do that.
Yes.
Good for her. I'll take that. Yeah, that's good.
And then when they're taking the bath together and Samantha's like, shut up.
Yeah, I know.
That's so true to who Samantha is. And
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Also,
go ahead.
Quick fact about Tao, one of my favorite dark things about me, which there's a lot of it. When I found out my dad was going to commit assisted suicide the day before, and I happened to be in Vegas when that happened, which is a horror and a nightmare for a sober person. Hey, guess what? Your dad's going to commit suicide. You have to wander through the streets of Vegas sober. Awesome. Literally hell. I didn't know when it was actually going to happen.
Yeah.
And I couldn't text my aunt being like, hey, is your brother dead? Your brother
text
and my father dead yet? Like,
dead yet?
When is the album dropping? Because I've been wandering around fucking this mall. Eventually, the only place me and my husband could go get food was Tao.
Yeah.
And all I think of was Tao is Sex and the City and how it's like a cool club. We're at Tao getting like fucking pad thai. The Buddha, which the Buddha is the big thing about Tao. There's a giant Buddha. Yeah. There was like some sports thing in Vegas that weekend and the Buddha was wearing a Rangers jersey.
Oh my God.
And I was just sitting there and I was like, oh, I'm going to text her.
Like a cold chihuahua.
Yeah. Just being like, I guess I'm going to text her now.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, he's dead. And I was just staring at a Buddha and a Rangers jersey. Shout out Tao. Oh my God.
Nothing good ever happens in a Tao.
No, dude.
Go to a Tao.
Your dad's dead.
I did go to the one in Mohegan Sun.
Brutal.
Went by myself,
dude,
too.
50% of dads are dead in that one.
You better believe it.
75.
And I was hoping.
Yeah.
I was really looking for someone with a daddy issue. And, I'll grow that beard out. Okay.
I have one more honorable mention.
Yes.
And this is another one that Carrie just absolutely biffed, who I think could have and should have been the love of her life.
Wow. The alcoholic?
The new Yankee.
Oh
my God.
The new Yankee.
The new Yankee.
Bagged the new Yankee.
I know.
And you cried into his mouth because you ran into Big. I mean, that just goes to show how in love she was with Big. I get it. But holy fuck.
Yeah.
The new Yankee.
Huge biff.
But in fairness, if she did that, it would have killed Miranda.
Yes, that's true.
It would have killed her.
It was already
her.
Killing Miranda.
Yeah.
Killing her. And I think that...
Miranda does love them Yankees.
Yeah, because she doesn't realize she's got a fucking Steve. But anyway, Steve is better than the Yankees. Steve is better than everybody.
She loves sports because she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
love the scene where when Miranda's pregnant, she's sitting on the stoop with Carrie, and Carrie's talking about how she didn't have a dad. And Miranda's like, what if my baby doesn't have a father figure? And... Carrie's like, he does have a father figure. And she goes, yeah, he has Steve. And she goes, no, he has you. And Miranda goes, I do love those Yankees.
I love that. Also, I'm going to say the new Yankee was kind of like a country bumpkin a little bit.
He was a Yankee.
Yeah, I know.
He was a fucking Yankee.
I know. But she's a city girl. And he's like, I want to move back to my small town. He's
also, what a fuck.
That's the Aiden issue,
too. Flex on big. To rebound with a guy that your ex is a fan of,
yeah,
very few people get to do
in
that.
In the McQueen dress on page 6 very with the new Yankee. Very few people get to do
that. That is very big.
So this is my one thing that the last time I'm going to bring up my ex-girlfriend.
This is being friends with Max. Swear it's the last time.
It's the last time because the podcast is about to end.
So one of the last times we hooked up, the next morning we're in bed, she's watching TikTok videos, and she's like, oh, I love this person. And I made it my mission that night to go find that person and become their friend.
Oh my God, you're so sick and twisted, dude.
Did you have sex with her?
No, it's not. It's someone that I'm currently friends with. Oh. And we've become, nothing sexual. I was just like, I need to be close enough with this person that maybe one day I'll show up in their story and she can be like,
there's never going to be enough therapy for you, dude.
No, I can't afford it. I don't know if you heard.
Oh my God, I know.
No money now.
God, I should pay for it.
The new Yankee, right? Yeah. Man. You fumbled the new Yankee.
I fumbled the new Yankee. You did.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Carrie's beautiful.
Yes.
And also, everyone was so fucking mean about the fact that Carrie had like a nose.
Carrie is so
she's gorgeous.
I went into that show thinking she was ugly because that's what I had heard. Yeah, and then as soon as I turned it on, I was like,
one scene where they make her look at a horse and be like, "We're the same guy," and they should never have done that to her.
I didn't see that. It's
right after she goes, "Your girl is lovely, Hubble."
Yeah,
and then she looks at the horse.
Oh yeah,
and the horse like whips his mane. She's like, "Maybe the problem wasn't that I couldn't break big. The problem was that he couldn't break me." And it got back to the horse, and the horse is like, I look like you.
When she walks like a horse, it sucks.
She does
sucks.
Walk like a horse.
She should not have done that to
she
her.
Does trot like a horse. It's a
that
lot.
That scene
it's
is responsible shoes. For 20 years of people calling Sarah Jessica Parker a horse face bitch.
I mean, and I don't know. I think I could date her. In real life.
Of course, she's beautiful, but okay, I will say
she's beautiful. She'll put up with a murderer. It's fine. Anybody can date her.
But I will say all the women in that show are beautiful and freaky beautiful compared to the general population. However, they're not like all blonde, big-titted sticks. They are like different types of the way women...
Well, that's how TV used to
kind
be.
Kind of look, yeah.
Like now all beautiful women look like each other because they all have like work done and whatever. And then like go off, absolutely, do you. But it is harder for me to tell them apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But those women don't look alike and they're all beautiful.
They're New York women.
Yes.
And I love... New York women are real-ass bitches in a way that I really love, but...
They're Manhattan women.
They're early 2000s Manhattan women, which is different.
Yeah, very
and
different.
The stink that they make about going to Brooklyn.
But it was different.
It was different.
I lived
back in my day, I lived in Brooklyn and a yellow cab wouldn't even fucking take
me
there.
Same.
So.
When I moved here, you couldn't get a yellow cab to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, you got
to
haggle with a black cab and they'll take all your cash
anyways.
That's
why you take the train.
I'm blackout drunk and someone's going to rape me, Max. What are we going to do about
I would get on the train and then I would pass out, pee my pants. And wake up at the beach.
The Coney Island surprise.
The beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Rockaway. I wasn't on the Coney Island.
You went full Rockaway?
I was on the A train
when I
got here.
I also lived off the A train and woke up at the beach a couple times. And I meant to.
And what a nice day.
Yeah, that's how, I'll never forget. One of the last times I like got robbed or mugged, they cut open my, they cut all my pockets or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got to the train and I was like, I got to the Rockaway when I woke up and I was like, fuck, I'm going to just hang out at the beach.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I didn't have a wallet to get into the subway.
Oh, no.
And I was just all wet and I had to hop the fence. It was
not wet.
No.
I was all wet.
Wet and broke.
I was damp and wet and drippy.
And just like that.
Yeah. And just like
and just
that.
Like that.
To go to detox. Yeah.
No, I wish. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah, we all know. We all knew that wasn't it. Come on.
Sorry. Yeah. No, detox was way before.
And just like that, Max found himself wet on the train again.
Yeah.
That I'm looking for.
And just like that, we wonder why this girl won't settle down with Max. He's wet on the train. I don't know.
And I began to wonder, are we all wet on the train?
Oh my God, perfect end. Max.
Oh, Max, we love you dearly.
Love
yes,
y'all.
This has been 7 hours and it's been so fun the whole time. I love it.
Sorry
Max,
if you don't watch Sex and the City, but I can't imagine you watch this podcast
oh
and don't
God,
watch that.
Oh my God, please watch Sex and the City.
Or yeah, you don't get more than 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Fuck you if you don't.
Yeah.
But also love you anyways. Max,
but
where
also,
can they
what a treat. You get to watch it for the first time now?
I know.
Oh my God. I remember knowing that you were going to watch it for the first time. I was so jealous.
God, awesome.
It is the best. Wait, yeah, to get into Entourage.
Yeah.
Boy Sex in the
yeah,
City.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy Sex in the It's not, though. It's different, but it is. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Boy Sex in the City literally is The Sopranos, by the way.
I'll give you that.
Yes, HBO made those two shows to be like, this is for boys and this is for girls.
I'll give you Sopranos, but I don't
care for it.
Me neither, because I'm not a boy.
Yeah.
It's, well, and I like it. It's not, anyways, Entourage is incredible.
Yeah.
But,
I do like Entourage.
Yeah. I fucking love, you want
to
talk about a
like
show?
Entourage.
Guys, we got
to
end this show.
I know, we have to go.
If you want
to
do an Entourage episode, though, I can go for days.
Max, we'll have you back to do Entourage.
Great.
But for now, plug.
Yeah. MaxFine_ on Instagram, findcomedy.com. When is this coming out?
Next week. Max is also very funny. Well, go see him do stand-up.
Oh, sure.
And if you're a woman with money, he'll commit to you immediately.
I will commit to you so fucking fast unless my
DM
ex calls me.
DM his white ass.
Yeah, DM me. But know if my ex calls, I am going to go back.
Just know that you will be his Aiden. But you could be for a little while.
I need an Aiden. Every boy needs an Aiden.
Lizzie, what about you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Come to my show every Wednesday in Brooklyn, Comedians You Should Know at The Gutter, and listen to my other podcast, Close Calls.
Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms, and please subscribe to our YouTube and write mean comments about our looks and personalities.
And if for some reason you're in Berlin or Vienna, DM me. I'm doing shows there, but I don't know.
Slay, bitch.
I don't know off the top of my head where they are.
Dun 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 dun. Good night, everybody.
Wait, you don't know the song?
No. Oh,
God,
Sex and the City.
Come on.
Sorry. It's the only one. I didn't catch it.
Good night, folks.
Yes. We did it.